Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guests promoting self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone to the forum tonight. I am so, so glad that tonight, is Friday night and we are live in The Remix. I don't know about you guys out there, but it has been a hell of a week. It's been a great week. A lot of activities going on, lots of movement going on. So I am so glad we are here. We are live in the remix. I am with you guys right here. So 646-652-7711 is the number to call. Go ahead and if you have not been able to come on over, then definitely you can definitely you can go ahead and bring yourself on over to the remix. And if you don't get here, let me go ahead and start out by giving you some I guess you can call it some galactic instructions on how to find your way over the remix. And you can get here by going to www.blogradio.com/all-one-word-the-remix. And you can come on in. The chat room is open. Okay. The chat room is open. Okay. All right. Right, the chat room is open, and I'm in here. All of you guys can hear me, and I'm coming through loud and clear. That's critical. Just a moment there. But it is so good to see everyone in the house tonight. The Remix family is in the house. See, the phone lines are all filled up tonight as we welcome you guys in. Of course, Miss Blue, you're live in the Remix. Now, first, I want to say this. Is that the first thing that I want to say to you guys is that the Reverend Goddess Charmaine was supposed to be here tonight, but we know that everything happens in divine timing. And so I had an opportunity to speak with her today, and she speaks with me, both of us, very, very busy. So she has definitely made the commitment. She is going to come back on the remix very, very soon. And so as soon as we can get that date lined up, that it works for everyone, she'll be back. She'll be back to deliver that very, very powerful message to everyone here in the remix. So she'll be coming back soon. Now, Sunday night, as you know, we're still set for Brother Panic to come on live in the remix. And we have good, juicy stuff that we're going to be talking about tonight, live here in the remix, as we go through a few things here. So I want to welcome all of our guests in the house tonight. If this is your very first time joining us here live in the remix, I want to say welcome, welcome as a guest. And if in the chat room, all you have to do is click the button at the very bottom, And once you click the button at the very bottom, then you can sign up, come in the chat room, tell us who you are, and the Remix family is sure to make you feel right at home and nice and welcome. So it only takes a few moments, and you can do that. Come on in. I want to give a big shout out to all of our international listeners out there, because I know you guys are listening from all over the world. And this week was a busy week. I mean, every week is busy readings, but this was a big international week in readings. Lots of things happen. And so readings going all the way to Barbados, all the way to different parts of Cape Cod in South Africa, and all other continents we covered. The UK did a lot of readings in the UK. Switzerland also did a reading in Switzerland and also in Ireland. So really just great to have the international family with us as we just continue on our path and our journeys, and to have the Remix family here and everyone amazing that is here in the West, you know, those of us that is living in the US of A on this continent here, and doing that with you guys too. And so it is so good to see everybody. We got a lot of things. We got a lot of things that we're going to be covering here tonight. And so I also want to let you guys know that it's a lot of crazy energy going out there. And I think you guys can attest to that. And we're going to get into some of this crazy energy and some of the things that are going on. Tonight is going to be definitely one of those nights. We're going to be talking about the dark star of Ra, or Ray, however you choose to say it. We're going to be talking about that. And the gateway to abundance, because that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And then I'm going to be doing some readings, but we're going to be going through quite a few things. I'm going to be sharing some stuff with you guys and just really, really getting down with it. I can tell you that tonight I'm in raw form. You know how I talked about the amethyst crystal that was sent to me from the brother who father sent it to him from Tanzania? That form I'm in tonight. So I put that out there so you guys can kind of see, because I know some of you guys are in raw form too. And we're going to talk about just how raw that is. We're going to talk about how raw that is, and we're also going to just, you know, we're going to just talk about it. That's how raw I am. Those of you in the chat room, you just seen how raw it is, right? Like, really? Seriously? For real? Yes, for real. We're going to be doing it that way tonight. That's how it's going down here in the Remix. So it's so good to have you guys in the house. We're going to get right to it. Now, here's a couple of things that, yes, Griffin, no chasers tonight. We're not doing no chasers. We're taking it down straight, raw. That's it. No chasers. So this is grown-up night tonight. We're going to be doing some grown-up things here because we got a lot of stuff to cover. It's a lot of energy on the planet. First thing I want to say is I want to send some love out to this amazing family of brothers and sisters. And, you know, just amazing energy for this family. This amazing family out there. And I want to, let me see how I can say it. I want to say this because there's so many amazing families that I met this doing readings. And particularly a lot of things came through for the babies this week in the readings. So for the baby lotus and the glowing lotus, those who had the readings this week, special, special treat. But I want to talk about a particular family who is going through some really, really special things. And this reading that I was supposed to do, because you guys know how we always talk about, and one thing I know is that the readings are really in divine time. And anyone who's had a reading from me will tell you that even if it was on the day that it was scheduled, or if it happened a day later or a day earlier or whatever the time is, that was divine, and there's no way that they could have picked this date and it not have been this divine for them. I'm going to tell you how crazy it even gets. When you guys are calling in and setting up your sacred session, your Akashic record reading, your God Goddess Numerica Akashic record reading, or the couples readings, the feng shui readings, or the baby lotus or the glowing lotus readings, or any of those readings, a lot of times what you don't get to see is the other energy that has come to set up a reading on that same particular day. And often a lot of things, and I remember when this first started happening, like back in the day when I first started doing readings, and Brother Panic was telling me, you know, this is about that frequency of everybody coming together on that particular frequency. And what will happen, or one thing I would notice, it's like every single person's birthday would be the same day. Now, it wouldn't be the same year, but they would be born on the same day. So what a chance is that you just decide that this is your time. You're going to send in an email and say that you want to go through and get a reading. And someone else on your same birthday also is doing this from different parts of the world. That's one scenario that me and Sister Mike see. Another scenario that we would see is that the names would be the same. I think I told you guys that when the change came out with the baby lotus readings, there were two babies, both named Sky, had Sky in their name, and both of their last names began with the same initial, and then their birthdays were exactly a month apart, but the years were about 11 years apart. It's all of these synchronicities. I tell you guys this so that you can see as well, too. Another thing that I noticed is that sometimes when I'm doing the Akashic record reading, I did an Akashic record reading for a sister. And the interesting thing is that in her life work here in this incarnation, she was an accountant. She was a certified accountant. Now, in a past life, she worked in law, in the legal field. Now, I did a reading for a sister right after her, who in this life, she was a lawyer. She was an attorney. But in a past life, she dealt with numbers. And both of their birthdays were on the same day, and they had the exact same name, living in two parts of the country. I think one was in California and the other sister lived in New York. Like, it was so crazy. I was like, you two gotta meet. I know there is a divine connection there. And so I say that because we all travel in soul groups. And this is something we talk about. I don't talk about it a lot. But we travel in soul groups. And we have big clusters of soul groups. And then we have little clusters of soul groups. So some of our soul groups are very, very close, those soul groups. And we have soul groups that are sort of a larger connection of soul groups. And so, you know, it's just, to me, it is just so amazing. And I say that from the most humble place, to be able to see this as you continue to do your work. And I know so much is going on because I hear from you guys too. In the world, so much is going on that could cause distractions and, you know, things that sometimes just get us down. And sometimes things just really just kind of throw off our course a little bit, or we're just unsure about where we're going. But one of the things that I tell you that I can promise you is that you hang in there. If you just know and believe in yourself and really invest in yourself, you see, you're going to be able to see these confirmations from spirit. They're going to be everywhere. And when you get into your work, like most of you are, they're going to be everywhere. You don't get to just see them when you come to the remix. You don't just get to see them on Saturday or Sunday night or Friday. You get to see them when you're at work, when you're on your job, when things are happening, when things are going crazy, when shit looks like it's just all falling apart. You're going to get to see those signs and symbols. They're going to be there. And those are positive omens for the future. Now, this leads me to my next thing, because for the last, I want to say, year or so, I have been getting these visions, and they're visions for the future. And this is going to be another component that I'm going to be adding into the readings that I do, is that I'm going to be giving you my very own divine visions for the future for you so that you can see. I've been giving them to you, but almost kind of cloaked under another way. And I've gotten so many of those confirmations back, and really just a defined confirmation tonight that says it's time to move forward with that. And I'm actually going to be publishing them in a book. It's going to be how to look divine signs and symbols of the future. It's already written. It's already done. That's going to be coming soon. Divine signs for the future. You're going to be able to see them. And you're going to be able to see your own too. And this is what is so amazing about this. I don't want you guys to really miss this point that I'm saying to you here. This is so amazing, this time that we're living in, to even be able to be here at this present moment in the midst of all the chaos, in the midst of all the hell, in the midst of all the trauma, and in the midst of all the pain. This is really one of the most incredible times to be alive on the planet and to be conscious. You understand what I'm saying? Is to be conscious and be on the planet this particular time. So one of the things that I first want to do is just kind of just tell you guys, I'm so thankful for the work that all of you are doing, every single one of you. You know, I haven't even had a chance to go over on Facebook. Tonight was my first time, I think, this week I've been able to really get over on Facebook and to be able to take a look and see the things that are out there that you guys have been posting and seeing. And I went over on Facebook, and one of the things that immediately just put a smile in my heart, it raised my frequency, is to see how many of you are working with the Know Your Magic, the Kim Deck, that is working with the Kim Deck, and you're creating your own magic with it. I was able to go over to, you know, the Kim website and see you guys doing your own magic with it. You know, really, really doing your own magic, because that's a big part of the work that I came here to. And Kim Deck is a big part of that. And so I can see you guys working with it. You're posting the things and posting those things, and all of those things are there. And it is just amazing to see how many confirmations you're getting and how you're able to really just continue to empower yourself on your path and your journey. Because one thing that I notice about us as human nature, as people, I can't really say this for the Remix family because you know you guys are special. And don't worry, we're going to dance in just a minute. I just got to kind of get all of this out. I've been waiting all week to talk to you guys. So listen, but one of the things that I'll say that is so so amazing about this is that we will invest, and this is just collectively as people, we will invest in all kind of things. We will invest in how we look. We will invest in clothes. We will invest in where we live. We will invest in, you know, we'll invest things and how we do our hair. You know, we'll invest in, you know, where we want to travel. Very seldom are we willing to invest in things to really help raise our frequency and empower us at the same time. And so I want to commend every single person here that is willing to say that despite all of these things that are happening in this psycho crazy world that we're living in at this particular time, that you recognize the greatest investment that you can make is the investment in yourself. The investment for your spiritual growth, physical growth, and just your physical growth. Just enriching yourself as a soul, as a life, just investing in yourself. Because that is the greatest feeling you can feel. The tricky thing is about sometimes when you're doing that investment, you don't get to see it because it lives within you. And so sometimes we don't value things that we can pick up, touch, and hold in our hand. We think it's not an investment. But when you're investing in yourself, that is truly the greatest investment. This is even why the word investment starts with IN, to go within, because that's where you have to go to get that investment. You have to go within in order for you to connect with that energy. And that's what we're going to be talking about here tonight. How can you begin to tap into that energy of the dark star of Ra and get into those gateways of abundance? Because it lives within all of us. You see that? It lives within all of us. And one of the things, I see this in the chat room, I don't want to go too far off a subject right here. Again, it's a raw night tonight, you know, it's raw night. Look outside, look up in the sky. It's very raw out right now. The energy is very raw. And so one of the questions that's being asked is that you're looking for a job and haven't worked since 2000. Stop looking for a job and create a job. Stop looking for somebody to give you something and create it for yourself. Too many times we're waiting on someone else to make a move for us. We're waiting on someone else to do something else for us. If it had worked for you, then stop it. Why are you doing the same thing? That's the circle jerk. This is the circle jerk that all of us sometimes get ourselves caught into. We get ourselves caught into that in relationships. We get ourselves caught into that when it comes to money. We get ourselves caught into that when it comes to our education. We get ourselves caught into that when it comes to our children. We get ourselves caught into that when it comes to our job. We get ourselves caught into that when it comes to anything that we have to do in our lives. We are waiting for someone else to approve, to say it's okay, so that we can do it. And this is just not the time for that. We talked about this earlier this year, and this is about you tapping into that genius within you. Tap into your genius. If you don't know how to do it, we have been talking about this. This is all I talk about, is how to get to the damn genius. The genius knows everything. The genius knows how to provide. You know, I don't even want to go into the philosophy about chasing money and doing that. You know, and people say to me, well, Miss Blue, it's hard, you know, when you can't find a job out here, when you can't do this. But then I look around and I see that you guys are proficient on this thing called the internet. You know how to Google. You know how to do that. All of these things takes energy. All these things generate funds. You are investing into the internet. You are investing into your cell phone. You are investing into where you are investing in those things. Maybe it's time for you to invest in yourself, and then you will get a return. You know, one of the things, and this is something that they talk about in some of the Millionaire Mind clubs, and this is some of the things, and I come across this information several years ago, and one of the sayings was, the difference between the rich and the poor. And we're just talking about this on a monetary level, because this is also one of the agreements you made when you came to the planet. One of the agreements you made when you came back here to the planet was that you would agree that there would take certain things in order for you to function here. And this is why, even when we go back to the basic instructions before leaving Earth, i.e. the Bible, will even tell you that everything you need is within you. You see, but we have forgotten that. All of these studies, everything that we're doing, these list and list of books that Brother Panic gives out, these list and list of books that Brother Bobby Hemmett has been giving out for years, these studies and studies that all the great masters and teachers, Siba Haru Al-Kabul, Dr. Valentine, Queen Afua, all of them, they talk about constantly their investment they have made into their studies and into their work, and myself included too, their investment. No, we're not going to church tonight. We don't have to go to church. And even if you look at church, very close to crunch, that means that you need to get your ass together and recognize that you're in a state where either you're going to do what you need to do or you're not going to do it. There really is no option. So when we're talking about poor and when we're talking about rich, it's either you're going to do what you need to do or you're not going to do it, period. Period. That's it. That's what it is. And so we have so many excuses that we made. I wonder, you know, because one of the most powerful shows that I ever did, and this is based on the feedback I got from you guys, was the Sisters of Transformation. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that show, I want you to go back. And even on that show, I had a chance to take everybody. We did a past life regression, one of the first ever done, where I took everyone universally back to that time period, back to the 1800s to the 1900s. It's an important place of the rites of passage, particularly for most of us who live in the West, and even some of us who are not living in the West at this time. It is a rite of passage for most of us who've been on the planet, because we've incarnated so many damn times at this point. We have done all things, or we have come to grips with all things, meaning that spirit at a soul level has brushed, has touched, has connected with something, someone, ourselves in a rites of passage. You've gone through one of them. So whether it was a Holocaust that you went through, whether it was slavery that you went through, whatever that Holocaust is, or whatever land, continent, you went through it. It's not a soul, I'm not convinced, and if I see one that has not gone through one of those Holocausts, it is a part of the soul's journey. So what does that mean for you in 2012? That means that even on a physical level in DNA, and also on a spiritual level in your DNA, you already have the antidote for overcoming these things that you say is suppressing you. So if you're allowing yourself to keep going back into that era, saying what you can't do, what you're not able to do, what is not going to work for you, what you don't have the patience to do, then you really need to check yourself and get a reading. You don't have to do it from me, but get a reading from somebody you trust so you can figure that shit out. Because it is time for you to really get yourself in alignment with this energy. So now, let's talk about what's going on. Why is the dark star rising? It is the dark star. The light still belongs to the god Ra. It still belongs to the god Re, however you want to say it. It still belongs to him. But there is a dark star, and we're going to talk about where that dark star is and the abundance. On the last show that I did, one of the things that I talked to you guys about was about the goddess Doris and about what was happening. Also, that was Ebony, and what was also happening going on in Alabama, and how Alabama was actually going through their Mardi Gras. And this is the time back in ancient times that when it was a time of abundance, you know, the fish, what would happen is that the water level would go low, the oxygen level would go low. And this would be the time, when we look at the mythology, that the goddess Dura would kind of hold the tides back so that the fish could come up. You know, the fish represents vision. Fish also represents vision. That's one of the things that fish represent. And fish also represent abundance. And so as the goddess of abundance, she would allow all of the fishermen and all of the people of the land to come out and to be able to catch the fish while the fish was still alive. If you know anything about fish, and I don't really know a whole lot about fish, but I know this. Most fish, you need to catch it when it is alive. You understand that a fish that dies and then it can make you very, very sick, you see, because you've passed that opportunity to really get into that energy. That's why lobsters are even cooked alive. This is why a lot of the fish, when they catch them, they are kept alive and then they're put on ice. So certain things don't start to come out in body. Now, that's a whole nother story. I don't want to get you guys too far into the woo-woo with that, but you understand the basics about understanding about the fish and understanding the significance of the fish. Now, if you've been watching the media lately, you will notice that thousands upon thousands upon thousands of fish have been dying. And scientists are baffled. They're saying things like, I've never seen this many fish dying. seeing. I've never seen anything like this in my career. I've never seen anything like this in my life. Where are these fish coming from? Okay. I probably am. Can you guys still hear me okay? I want to make sure you hear me okay. Okay, perfect. So now, the fish that, okay, maybe that's better. I got a lot going on here. You know, it's blues. Okay, the fish that is dying, the fish that is there, I really wanted to make sure, I kind of went into the spirit world. Often I go swimming with the dolphins. I talk about that as well, too. And I kind of hung out a little bit and said, well, what the hell is going on? All of these fish dying, you know, they're trying to blame a heat wave and say what this is. And then, you know, one of my spirit teachers, one of my spirit guides, who's also a dolphin, y'all will hear about that on another day, said to me, you know, the fish represents abundance. The unclaimed visions and unclaimed abundance. That's what the fish is. If you look around in the world, everything is really about doom and gloom. Particularly as we approach this benchmark of coming with 2013. And some of you, I love you to death. I don't care how conscious you are, y'all still scared of December 12th or December 21st. Y'all still scared of that. Y'all scared of 2013. Y'all are scared. Scared as hell of 2013. So don't tell me that you're not scared. Don't tell me y'all aren't scared. Because it's a lot of y'all that are very, very scared about what's going to happen in 2013. And these fish are dying. These are all the dreams. This is all unclaimed visions that nobody is getting. See, everybody would go get a fish because this is abundance. You're telling me that one of the places where I've seen, I believe this was up in somewhere near Louisiana, where fishing is one of the things that they do. And for the last couple of years, because of the oil spills, because of all of these things going on, I've been saying that they haven't been able to fish. They haven't been able to fish. So you're telling me that this is an opportunity that you've got thousands of fish out there flopping around, and nobody wants to go out there and catch those fish because they're not supposed to. Excuse me. Because they're not supposed to catch the fish. The fish is a symbol. It's a sign of all of your lost dreams. So I want you to begin to think of the things that you've thrown away, that you've given up on, that you said, oh, I'm not going to do that, or oh, that's impossible for me to achieve, or oh, this can't happen for me, or oh, nothing is going to change with my situation, or oh, I can't, you know, heal from this, or oh, I'm not going to be able to do this, or I can't change the way. You're still scared about some shit that happened to you when you was 10. You're still 10, but you're trying to tell me about the hot damn book you done read. You done tried to tell me about all the gods that you done contacted in another world, but then you say to me, oh, I just can't get over what happened to me when I was 10 years old. I'm still scared about that. What the hell? What the hell? What are we doing? For real, what are we doing? The fish is here. The fish is here to remind you about the vision. It represents abundance and it represents the unclaimed vision. The unclaimed visions. All of the visions that you have let go because somebody told you you can't do it, or because you've told yourself you can't do it, or because you're so damn busy trying to be somebody else and live their damn vision instead of live your own. Let's stop there for just a moment. Because now we're going to talk about why it's important for the dark star to be rising. why is it important for us to understand about the dark star to rise? Why is it important? Why is it important for us to know? We're going to talk about what that dark star is in just a moment. We got to still dance. We got to still get up. And we still got to move ourselves around. It's going to be important. We're going to be hearing a song tonight from a brother. And I want to know if anybody knows about this brother. His name is Lamont Dozer. Have anybody heard of Lamont Dozer? Do you know who he is? Do you know who Lamont Dozer is? Don't Google it. I know you party pants are Googling it. Thank you for honesty. Okay. So for those of you who know who Lamont Dozer is, he is the number one songwriter in America. The number one songwriter in America. And, you know, I kind of was finally led to him because of a song that he wrote. And he wrote this song back in the 70s. But it rings so true to what's going on right now. And it has a lot to do with this fish energy. So tonight we're actually going to be listening to two songs. Yes, he wrote a lot of songs for Motown. He wrote a lot of songs for everybody. He even went to Europe and wrote songs. He's inducted into almost every single Hall of Fame there is. He's been inducted into it. He is the number one songwriter in America. All of you rappers, all of you writers, everybody you want to write, this is the brother to get with. You need to study his work because he has a very crafty way. Of course he does a lot of channeling. Everybody chants. It's 2012. I met a baby yesterday. That was channeling. We all channel. So yes, we got to get out of stop thinking that this is some fantastic superhero powers. This is what we all should be doing. Conscious of doing because we're doing it. It is relevant at some point. It is relevant at some point. Okay, Otis. Okay. Doing Otis. Okay. I got you. All right. Kisses to you. So, we're going to listen to this song. I want you guys to just tune into the lyrics in this particular song. This is actually, he did a lot of writing. This is actually one of the songs that he sung as well, too. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about the fish. We're going to be talking about this abundance and this gateway. How to really tap into this energy of the gateway of ourselves with the dark star of Ra. So here we go. Fish ain't biting. We're with Lamont Dozer. You're live in the replay.
Hungry, yeah. The fish can't fight.
All right, you guys. That was Lamont Dozer, and that was Fish Ain't Biting. And if you listen to that song, one of the parts of the song that I like is we talk about Tricky Dicky. You know, this was done in the 70s, you know, 1974. So he was talking about this was the time where they were actually pricing, taxing groceries, where our foods had taxes on our groceries. And he was talking about this not the time to be lazy, like you have to be out here fighting because the fish wasn't biting. And, you know, a lot of us still feel that way right now. But that's really not the case. And this is going to be the symbolism or the symbology of seeing all of these fish out there and no one claiming it. There was a time that even when we think about our history, our culture, that you would never see fish and somebody was not. They were working as fish as not only that symbol, that spiritual symbol, but it was that symbol to really show that if you could go out, you could fish. Even the saying where they said, you give a man a fish, he can eat for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, you know, he can feed himself for a lifetime. And the reason the fish was used for that, because the fish represented vision. It represented abundance. You know, it represented that there was plentifulness there. And so these fish are coming back because this is what the illusion is. They want you to think that everything is about to crumble and everything is about to be over and it's about to go. And for some of us, that may be the case. That really may be the case. But you still get an opportunity to create the reality that you're in now. There's no need for you to live 20 years from now when you're right now. You see, that really defeats the purpose. So many people talk about, oh, I can't wait till I get out of here. I don't want to do this again. Well, a sure way to do this again is just to fall prey to the everyday things you see on the television and in the news, making you think that there's not enough food, there's not going to be enough air, that there's not going to be this, and that you're not going to survive. This has never been our story as melanin people. It has never been our story. So why would we take this story that's not ours? We did so much to fight for our story. We did so much to get out of history. You see, history. We did so much to stop telling his story. So now we're going to go back to history? I don't understand. That doesn't make sense to me. See, I don't understand. That doesn't make sense to me. How do we fight to get away from his story to go back to his story? Like, for real? Like, that's insane to me. I don't understand that. So let's know that there is plenty abundance out there, and you can have it. That abundance is there for you. You understand? That is there for you. And the symbol of the fish represents that gateway of abundance. It is that sign that is coming from the ancestors, from the divine, showing you that this is where all the forgotten dreams have fell. Nobody coming to get the fish. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of them are dying. And nobody is coming to claim their visions, their abundance, which is really in turn the work that you came to the planet to do. Edgar Cayce had a saying in his work that he did, and it's much of what I say because I do a lot with the Akashic Records too, which is basically just everything that is included in the planet. It does go on to other planets. Try to just, hell, it's enough to just focus with y'all right here on this planet. I don't need to be in another world with y'all. we need to try this thing that we've done in the past right here together before we start traveling our asses all up to another world. So one of the things that he would say is that everybody has a mission. Everybody came here for a mission, and everyone has to do their mission. You're here to carry out that work, that plan, that work that you came back to do. These thousands, these 10,000s, all of these fish that are here represent those dreams, represent those dreams that nobody is claiming, those lost visions you know, the lost abundance. You're talking about where your abundance, the fish is showing you. It's here. It's everywhere around you. And it's just dying. No one's claiming it. Because everybody's too busy trying to claim someone else's vision, someone else's dream, you see, all of these things. So now, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to another song, and this song that we're going to do is going to be, and hopefully you guys can hear me okay, this song that we're going to listen to now is another song that we're going to listen to, and this time we're going to dance a little bit. So I'm going to ask that the sisters get up and dance for us tonight. And brothers, you know, sit back and kind of enjoy. And I want you to see, even though the words in this song are speaking about fish also, we're looking at this as different dreams that we've let go, different situations in our lives that we've abandoned, things happen to us. So this is going to be for the brothers and the sisters both, but we're going to have the sisters dance for the brothers tonight. So brothers, you can sit back and you can chill, because we know you're out here fighting. We know you're out here doing the stuff that you got to do. And so we're just going to kind of dance a little bit. You sisters in the chat room are a mess. Let's just say that. And then we're going to continue with the Dark Star of Ra, and also we're going to continue to talk about the gateway to abundance. So here we go, sisters. You ready? I'm going to get up. You know, let your hair down. I let my hair down. Let's do that. Let your hair down. So if you get hair up, take your hair down. I got my hair down. And we're going to get up, and we're going to dance to this, and then we're going to come back. We're going to hear some Baby Blue, and we're going to just keep going. We're live in the remix. 646-652-711 is the number to call. We tend here on Friday night. So here we go, you guys. Here we go. in the sea. If you caught one, you can catch another one. So I thought that song would be definitely perfect for tonight, for us to dance to, for the sisters to dance to, for the brothers. And you guys can enjoy that. And that was by Karma. The group, the sister Karma, well, the girl Karma, that sings that about too many fish to see, you know, to really, really, if you lose one, you can catch another one. So if your dreams didn't come true for you at one particular time, if you lost that vision, you can go back and you can get another vision. You understand? You can get another vision of that. You don't have to let that go. It's too many fish. A lot of these fish songs, you know, I went back to something old school from Lamont Dozer because he talked about the 70s. And as you can see, that even though the song was written in the early 70s, very, very relevant to what is going on right now, which shows you that that hasn't changed. So don't believe the hype. It hasn't changed. You understand? It doesn't change. Good. Someone said I told you that in the reading last year. Well, perfect. You understand? It doesn't change. That you can get another one. You can have another vision. You can have another dream. You know, you can have another opportunity. You can make another choice. You can decide to do something different. This is the time to do it. This is still the time to do it. We've been talking about all year. I was talking last year, before this year even came in, about how we're changing on a DNA level. Our physical DNA is changing. The makeup from the 666, you know, that number changing to 616. We're changing on a physical level, changing, of course, you know, on a spiritual level. We're changing on a mental level. It's time for you to recognize that there's a lot of fish in the sea, and you can go get them. The fish that are coming to surface right now, really for us conscious folks, is to really be a time to celebrate, to recognize that the abundance is there for you. Gateway is there for you. Gateway is there for you. You got to do it. It's time for you to stop making your investment into things that's not going to get you good interest on your return. You know, like I was saying a couple of years ago when I did a seminar, and we're talking about the difference between the rich and the poor, is that poor people invested into rich people's ideas. Rich people followed the investment. They mean they invested in themselves. Most of them worked for themselves. If we look at the people, and this is not just about the monetary work here. This is also about the spiritual work and the physical work. Invest in yourself. That's the greatest investment you can make, is in yourself. When you shortchange yourself, you have shortchanged everything. Know that. Absolutely everything. In any kind of relationship situation, you shortchange yourself. So once you set that precedent, you're not good enough to give what you feel you need to give to you, then guess what? The world is not going to give it back to you. Energetically, it's not going to work that way. And for those of you who want to be in what we call the work of spiritual business, you're never going to get back what you're not willing to give to other people. It's just not going to work for you. It isn't. If your rule is that you slam a door on Tuesday night, then Wednesday, you slamming a door ain't going to do nothing, because you already created a rule. So if you feel that you can't invest in yourself by taking the things that you need, no one is going to invest in you, because they see that you don't see you are worthy. Does that make sense? So I get those business questions a lot of times. And by the way, business class, first phase is coming up. The first phase of the Kim Business class is coming up. So check your emails, you guys. This time, I want to tell you, last time we had like over 250 requests. Now we've had over 300 and something requests for the class throughout the time of people wanting to be. So the process took a little longer to go through, to really, because 25 is a large number to work with. Believe me, anybody who's been in the Kim class, they tell you it's a lot of work. It's some intense work. You do it. You're investing in yourself. And so it took a while to really kind of go through, look at some of the questions, the response you guys have, and to be able to go back and give that, you know. Somebody said they was a school teachers, and yes, 25 is a lot, yes. So know that that is it. If you have any questions about it, questionforblue@gmail.com, check your emails. If you sent us a response, you got a response back. You got something back. So check your emails. A lot of people say that they're just now getting the emails, and that's fine. I recognize that we didn't get a chance to send them out. It's not just me. It is a team that worked with me in the chem business class. And so we sent them out, you know, as soon as we could sort of kind of make some decisions on that and begin to do that. So as far as the class starting tomorrow, we will begin to get ready for the class tomorrow. So check your emails. Check your emails. You guys are asking me still questions about it here. I want you to email me, questionforblue@gmail.com, and we'll respond to you there. And so that's for the Kim Business second class. The Kim Business, which is all about the new way of doing business, and it's about the new business model, the business of the self. And so I just kind of wanted to put that in there because it goes so true with investing in yourself. And by the way, I want to say for everyone who's downloaded the Know Your Magic audio workbook, and yes, it is very, very different from anything else I have. It's very different from the Kim class, although it goes hand in hand with the Kim class. It's very different from the Kim deck, although it goes hand in hand with the Kim deck. The Kim deck also, you guys, you definitely want to get that. I don't even want to go into that and talk about it. I've talked about it so much, but it is a way to keep you current in your life. I hear stories every single day from around the world, brothers and sisters all over, that is using the Kim deck to really know their magic. Go over to the Remix Family page on Facebook. You can see they're posting there. They're letting you know the cards they pulled, everything. It comes with the hour-long audio. You can go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can get all the details there. With the Kim deck, it's sent out. We're getting a lot of requests. You know, my goal is to have, there's almost about 2 million Remix listeners. And so my goal is really for at least, at the minimum, 1 million of you to have this deck, because it's going to help to empower you so much. So much. And you can go over to the website and read what others have to say about their Kim deck and what they're doing with it as well. Okay, you guys, well, we got readings to do, but first we got to start talking about this dark star of Ra. And here's some research that I came across, and I want to make sure that we get into this. Begin to start to talk about this. Okay. And just hearing good news from all over the world. Everyone who took the Kim business class, and you guys will be hearing from them too, but just good news everywhere. Just good news. Good news. That makes me smile. All right, you guys, here we go. So we've talked about what gateway to abundance. The sea is fish. You know, it has to do with this particular energy. Tonight we're going to be talking about elements. So we've talked about the sea, we've talked about fish, and we've talked about water. We know fish live in the water. Water has a lot to do with our intuition. It has a lot to do with us connecting with that energy within our higher self. And so now what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about the dark star of Ra. And we're going to talk about where this dark star Ra is. And where I want to take you guys' attention to with this dark star and how this is connected to is it has a lot to do with the element of metal, the element of metal. And not only does it have to do with the element of metal, we're going to also be talking about how this is connected to you, how this metal is connected with you. And what is the significance of this particular metal at this particular time in your life? What is going on with you? What is happening with you at this particular time? And I want to bring to this word. We're talking about it. We're pronouncing it Ra, R-E, or we can say Ra, R-A, but we're really going to pronounce it Ra so we can stay to the Re. The Re, you know, even if you say Do, Re, Mi, Re, you see, this has a lot to do with the R-E. That's what I want you to focus on. So however you say it, Ra, Ra, Re, I want you to focus on the R-E. Here are some of the words I want you to begin to take a look at as we get ready to get into the dark star. Is I want you to look at re in remember. Somebody help me out in the chat and put these words in there for me, please. Remember. So you have remember. Yes, thank you, Jaywood. So remember, you have the re there. You also have the re in remix. In the remix. You have the re also in readings. You also have the re in memory, when we talk about memory, how to, you know, really tap into your memory. You have the re in memory. So wherever you hear the re, memory, history, you see, recall, you have the re. Memory, it's not going to be re-approach, but there's going to be key words that you hear the re in. So now I want to take your focus so you can know where re, the number one word that I want you to focus on in the re is going to be the number one word that I want you guys to focus on is reinvent. I want you to focus on reinvent. So R-E-I-N-V-E-N-T. Reinvent. Reinvent. So look at the word reinvent. Just remember to reinvent because that's going to be the theme that we end up with these two things tonight. And when we start to talk about the dark star, I want to talk about the element of metal. Metal is important. In feng shui, wherever you see metal and you use the principles of metal, the principles of metal connected with those things of wealth and protection. And you can also look across in different mythology. You think about the different gods, Ogun, and think about Obatala. You think about some of these gods. They are connected with metal. They are connected with that metal. So metal has a lot to do with everything within each one of us. All of these live within us. So when we start to think about the metal element, that's what's so important in feng shui, where you place your metal at, because metal is something that lives within all of us. It lives within all of us, the metal. It lives within each and every single one of us. So whether we're talking about different gods, God Ogun, and we're talking about the metal element, or whether we're talking about different pantheons of angels and they're connected with metal, we know that the metal lives within us, within all of us. And in false way, that metal element represents wealth and it represents protection. It is also there for, it also represents money as well too. It also represents money in feng shui. Now, let's take a look at food, because I want to cover this before we go a little too far away, because there are some foods that really is connected with the metal element. So if you want to bring or connect with more of this element of metal when it comes to food, then these are some of the foods that you can food, rice, raw onions, radishes, turnips, scallions, cloves, mustard, fennel, mint, and here's another one, cinnamon, because cinnamon taps into desire and abundance. So cinnamon is one of those things that is used for desire and abundance. So cinnamon, nutmeg, horseradish, and also basil. These are going to be some of the other things that taps you into metal elements when we're looking at the different principles from feng shui and how to connect with this metal energy, or just really to make it more relevant or to connect with it more within yourself. So now we're going to be doing reinventing. It's going to be the theme for the readings tonight, but I wanted to put that out there because we're going to start to talk more as we get into the dark star rising. And where I'm going to have to take you guys is to the element chart. And so we're going to be taking a look at a particular element. And I want to make sure I could say this right. You know, Miss Blue. I'll tear it up. Make sure I could say this particular element right. This element that we're going to be talking about tonight is... Let me put the element in there. This is the element that we're going to be talking about tonight, and it's spelled R-H-E-N-I-U-M. And this is on the element anatomic. It's the element number of number 775. But it is renemu. Yes, you get it. Renemu, you guys, you understand that. So, renemu. This is it. Now, I want to talk about this, and I may not have said it right. It doesn't matter. You guys get it. It is R-H-E-N-I-U-N. So, renemu. I know, right? Renemu. Okay. So, renemi. Renemi. So, this element. Okay, y'all are having too much fun. Let me stop being silly. This is really some serious stuff. But listen to me here. So this is really renemu. So I want you to understand. Okay, if one more person types that to me. okay, it's like... Renemium. Guys, come on, stop it. Seriously. Okay, but listen. Get what I'm saying. What's important, because once I started to take a look at this particular element on the element chart and take a look at it, it has some interesting properties. It's one of the rarest metals on the planet. One of the rarest metals on the planet. And actually, the founder, it has a lot to do with the guy who founded it, which he was German. So they kind of made the correlation between this particular element and the Rhine River, which runs all through Europe. And I don't know how many of you have ever been to Europe, but I've actually been down the Rhine River. It has a lot of relevance of that. Now, there is only a few other metals that's rarer than this. This particular metal has a boiling point. And I want you to think about this. And yes, it looks like silver. It can look like a silver, like a blackish silver color, or even have a white haze is on it. It's this particular metal. It's very, very rare. Like when they first found this metal, this is what they actually, you know, one of the things that they use this for is to build jet aircraft with this. So this is no joke. The boiling point for this particular metal is something like 10,107 degrees. Do you know how hot you have to get in order to get something that hot? Now, here's something I want you to understand, is that this metal lives within you. This metal lives within you. It is at the core of what we call reality. So here's another way. This is at the core of reality. You understand? So I want you guys to think about this. This is why it's so hard to change what you feel is a part of your reality. Because you're dealing with this element. It's the number 75 on the periodic table. The number 75 of this. Because of the R-E. That is the number. When they code the symbol on the periodic table, it is R-E. So when you start to look at things like your reality, how to reinvent yourself for the readings and the remix, these are things that go deep within the core of your reality. And because of the re, one of the things I want you to know is that gold does not even get to this deep level of that. Gold didn't even come close to this. The boiling point for platinum, well, the boiling point gold is like 5,000 or 51,000 or 5,174 points, boiling points. And I think for platinum, it's something like 6,870 point on the platinum, for the boiling points. We are talking about with this particular element, it's 10,170 to just get to the boiling point. There's only two other elements that can even come close to this. This is where you form, and this is where you get to the core of what you build your reality with. This is why it's so hard to shake your damn reality. On the periodic table, it is R-E. It is the beginning of reality. So whenever you see the words R-E in front of a word, you know that it's going to take a while before you get to that level where you can break through that level. Reincarnation. You get it? When you get to understand what reincarnation is, breaking through that level, this is why the Akashic Record readings is so much. It's so much. This is why it's so difficult to shake your past lives, because this is something that has with you. You reincarnated here. So it is anything that is re on you, it's hard to shake. Look at the remix. Look at the Akashic Records. It has the R-E in front of it. That's why the words are so important. That's why the readings are so important. That's why to reinvent yourself is so important. That's why, everything, your reality, relationships. You understand? This is why relationships are so deep. How many times have you been in a relationship with someone and you don't know what it is? It's like you don't care what person does to you. You just still stuck with them because of that re. Because do you know how hot you have to get to shake that shit? Do you realize how hard, how deep your boiling point has to go for you to change that reality? do you recognize how deep you got to go to change your reality? This is why the work is so important, because we're all trying to come out of these things that we've been indoctrinated into and really get to the core of what reality is. This is why it's difficult. Because to break through, you got to get to at least 10,170 degrees worth of heat. That's how deep that is. When you crack this core, when you crack this open, this is where the dark star of Ra lives. So you're only getting 1 degree of reflection when you look at the light from an external point of view. This is why inner work is so important. What I do is inner magic. I don't do spell work. I don't tell nobody how to put spells on people and do that kind of shit. I don't do that. I do inner magic work. Inner magic work. This is why it's so deep. This is why you got to go so deep down inside, crack the core, so that true reflection that you're getting from the light is coming from within. It has to come from this dark star, that's in you, the dark star of Ra. 10,100 degrees. 10,100 degrees of heat. The only thing that comes close to this is two elements. And one of the other elements that comes close, that their boiling point is higher than this, is carbon. And we know that's the melanin. And that's all formulated inside this metal. This is the dark star. This is the dark star. The re is the theme for tonight's readings. And so what I want to say to you guys, because this is a revelation that really, shared and gifted with me, and I was able to really get this and understand more about the work that I was doing and why it was so important that we go really, really deep, get into that dark star, the dark star of Ra. And when we looked at the elemental chart is chart number 75. The symbol is RE. And if you want the spelling of the element, let me give it to you. It is R-H-E-N-I-U-M, like helium. So renidium. I want you to begin to take a look at that element. Think about how hard it is to burn that. They use this on jet planes. And the price of this particular metal is really priceless. Really priceless. It's priceless. So the RE, we're going to use the symbol because that's what we're talking about. And on the periodic table, the symbol for this 70, number 75 on the chart is RE. And wherever you see these words, REs, readings, where you see this in reincarnation, when you see this in reinventing yourself, which is the theme for tonight, where you see the readings, the re, where you see your reality, why is it so hard for me to not see the truth of my reality? Why is it? Because that element, that metal is there. The re is there. You know how hot you got to get. You know how much work you got to get into this. You know how deep you got to get in order for you to get to the core of this. This is why it's so expensive. It's infused in everything. This element is infused into everything. It's in you. It's in me. It's in the earth. It's in everything. This is why it's so expensive. This is why it is so expensive. This is the dark star of Ra. And when you can get to this, to the boiling point, to crack this, then the dark star of Ra will truly begin to rise. And that inner knowing that you have, those things that you've never been able to get over, those gateways you haven't been able to get into, those things that you want to change in your life, those that you know that you're capable of doing, you'll be able to do it. You'll be able to do it. We are at the gateway of Ra at this particular time. And this particular month, this time is the perfect time to do it. At the gateway of Ra. Dark star is rising. You don't want to just see light as an outside reflection. You want to be able to do your inner work and get down to the core. This is connected to your 12th chakra. I know we try to stay within the 7th chakra, but this is the 12th chakra. This is where the chakra with the change can be made. This is the chakra that really takes the dark and turn it into light. This is where everything is encompassed. You get to see all of the colors in the 12th chakra. It's one of the rarest chakras out there. When this portal, when this chakra is open, when this chakra is connected, this is when you truly can elevate yourself to all of those different levels. This is when you truly get elevated into all of these different levels. So tonight, we're going to be doing readings tonight. And I want you guys to recognize that there's two things I want you to take the opportunity to take a look at. And we're going to come back and we're going to revisit this again. We're done with the elemental chart of 75 in just this one show here. And we're not done trying to get the dark star rising of Ra because we're at this gateway. So two things to really bring to your attention. And those two things that you want to begin to take a look at is going to be, you're going to look at what are some of the things in your life, the first thing. You want to think about the two things in your life. What is the one thing in your life that you need to revisit? What is the thing in your life you need to revisit? What is that that you need to take a look at in your life? Think about those things that you need to revisit. There are some things in your life that you know that you need to go back over, you need to revisit. You need to begin to revisit these things. We talked about earlier about how the fish represented the vision. And this is why there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands of these fish just dying up on the seashore, because these are all dreams that nobody's claiming. These are all the visions that got left behind. So I hear some of you say, and I'm glad that you're doing it, that you revisit things every single day in your life. But I don't want you to just revisit it and not do anything about it. See, this is about really making sure that you're revisiting it so that you can begin to reinvent yourself with it. Because I can go back and I can look over my life all day. I could play the coulda, I could play the shoulda, I could play the woulda. That doesn't change anything. Because now we got to get to the boiling point. You understand? It takes a lot of work to get to that boiling point. 10,100 and about 7 degrees to get it hot. So you got to do more than just that. We are here to reproduce. There's three again. We're here to reduce. So we want to go back and we want to begin to revisit those things in our lives that we need to revisit. And then we want to think about some of the things that how can we reduce this? How can we reinvent this? And this is what the reading is going to be about tonight. The readings tonight are going to be about the thing that you need to revisit tonight. What is it that you need to revisit? What is still that dark star within you that you can't break open? You see, that you can't break open. We're going to be looking at how you can reinvent that. That's what we're going to be doing here. So we're doing readings and how you can begin to reinvent this so that you can begin to move yourself through this gateway. That dark star can finally reach its boiling point. But I'm going to tell you something. When you call in tonight, it takes a lot to get the 10,107 degree boiling point. So it's a raw night tonight because I can't be nice and cool with you tonight and get you to that boiling point. So if you're not ready, I understand. You can press one and take your hand down. But if you're ready and you're up for the challenge, press one. Because that's where we're going tonight. Tonight, we're going to be reinventing these things. This is what we're going to be taking a look at these things with love. So tonight, it's going to be just pure raw Miss Blue. It's coming at you. And we're riding the cosmic wave the whole way. And this is for grown-ups. I'm just letting you guys know. So we know that get to the point, there's other two other things to get to. When we start to talk about your melanin that's within you, we know what that is. But when we start to talk about that 10,100 degree, that's, whoo, it's getting real hot, you know. It's getting hot. You got to get real hot to get to that boiling point. So that's what we're going to do. 466-522-2711 is the number to call. And we're going to be talking about reinventing ourselves tonight. And I want you to tell me what you need to revisit. What is it that you need to revisit? And so let's go to the phone lines, you guys. Let's see. Dark Star Rising, the gateway up to abundance. Here we go. And so calling in, it looks like from area code 2, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Yes, greetings.
Oh, my God. This is the first. This is Adrienne from Maryville, Indiana.
Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings to you. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I want to make sure that you guys can hear me okay. All right. Greetings, greetings, greetings. All right. And so what is it, Adrienne? And good to hear you. Good to hear you call in. Let us know what is it tonight that you want to begin to reinvent yourself with.
Oh, what I want to reinvent myself with.
Well, let me say this. Not reinvent yourself. I apologize. What is it that you're revisiting as time?
From last time?
No. No, not from last time.
Okay.
From in
okay.
your life, in your life.
Oh, what is it that I'm revisiting?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. I'm not sure.
Tell me the reason you're calling in.
Well, I guess I was calling in for a couple of questions, relationship questions and career questions. So
okay.
Maybe the revisiting is the relationship.
Okay. You want to revisit the relationship. You want to revisit your relationship and talk about that relationship. And what about that relationship? We don't have a lot of time. I should just give me what it is that you need to reinvent. And so if you want to talk about relationships, let's talk about it. What about relationships and you?
I guess I really need to reinvent picking the right kind of guy.
Okay, so let's look at that. Here's a couple of things, Adrienne, I want you to take a look at. And again, we're going to get to this boiling point, so I know you're ready. This is what I want you to hear. It's not a problem with any of these men you're picking. There's not a problem with this. The problem is with you. This is the problem. And let me tell you about you and the relationship. Your insecurities that you have with your physical body. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Okay, yeah.
Does that make sense? Your insecurities with your physical body is what throws you into an insecure situation. As soon as you get into the relationship, you're good to go, and then all of a sudden, like, the walls of security fall down on you. They just start tumbling down on you, and so everything then becomes that someone is attacking you. You feel as though they're attacking you, and then you become more and more insecure, more and more insecure. You don't give the best to yourself, so therefore you cannot get the best in the relationship.
Okay.
Does that make sense? You don't give the best to yourself, so you can't get the best back. You have got to stop and start giving the best to yourself first and foremost. You got to start giving the best to yourself. And I know that it's been asked for you. I know that this is something that, hold on a second. I know that this has been a task for you. I know that this has been something that you've struggled with for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's time for you to start honoring your body. If it's not what you want it to be, then you have to begin to put the work in so you can get it to where you want it to be. And start living from the inside out and not the outside in. Because start living from the inside out and not the outside in. Because that's the main thing that's getting you in the relationships is the insecurities. Can you guys still hear me? Do I sound clear to you guys? Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah,
can
it's
you hear
breaking
me?
Up a little bit, but it's okay.
Okay.
I'm hearing.
Hold on one second. I think I can. I think I can. Yes, I know I can. Hold on a second. I think I can. Is that better? Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah, it is better.
Okay, perfect. So know that that's the thing that you definitely need to make sure that you're doing. And stop looking at yourself from the outside in, because what's going to happen is that you are missing. You're missing Adrienne. You can't even tap into you. You have to tap into you first. If you cannot be satisfied and pleased with your body, because this is the one thing that's getting you. It's nothing wrong with these guys you're picking. They're picking you for who you're pretending to be. Then when you get in a relationship, you're not that person.
Okay.
You're not that person. And so they're trying to figure out what happened to the Adrienne I met. What happened to sister with the confidence? And I know they've told you this.
All right.
And all of a sudden they get into a relationship and almost like being in the Wizard of Oz, and they pull the damn curtain back and they're like, what the hell? What the hell happened to this sister? Had it together. This sister that thought she was beautiful, sexy, inside out. What happened to all of the words that you're speaking? What happened to it? Where are they going?
Right.
So you have to begin to round yourself from the inside out. You don't want people to judge you based on your outside, then you've got to stop judging them. You got to stop looking at these brothers going, oh, he's so fine. You see, because fine can only get you so far. That's how far. Oh, he's good in bed. That can only get your ass so far.
Right.
That's only going to get you far. So I'm telling you, one of the things you need to start working with those things, particularly when it comes to the solar plexus chakra, because this is where the records of your emotion is.
Mm-hmm.
You see, mm-hmm. Go back, revisit these things, revisit this. This is why you keep doing the circle jerk in the relationship. Stop talking shit you ain't really about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Stop doing it. People will love you. Brothers will love you for who you are. You are good enough. Stop talking about shit you know you ain't doing. Stop it.
Okay.
And then you can attract somebody who is really about the things that are truly about at the core. At the core of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know? That's going to be it.
Okay.
And there's nothing wrong with your body. You think it's something wrong with your body because you're so busy judging everybody else.
Mm.
So stop it. Stop it.
Okay.
And then you'll find a relationship that is matched with your energy. It's not about being perfect. It's not about being the perfect sister and doing all the perfect stuff. If you're not doing that shit, don't say it.
Okay.
Don't say it, because it sets you up, and know that you're only getting somebody that's lying to your ass as much as you lying to them. And what happens is you end up getting pissed off if they lied to you.
Okay, because you broke up with every other word, but okay.
I think
I get the gist of it in between.
No, because I want to make sure you heard me. I said, stop lying to these brothers, and they will stop lying to you.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is that you're going to be, I'm break up bad. I got to change this. Let me see what I can do. Hold on a second, you guys. I'm going to fix this. Let me go ahead and work a little magic over here. Watch this. Yeah, I know, Sister Manya. Okay, is that better?
Okay, yeah, so far. Until you start fussing and then... No, I'm sure it's okay.
Yeah, I want you to be able to...
energy. I understand, and I guess the question is, because you told me this before, and the thing of it is, when you act a certain way for most of your life, it's kind of hard to understand how to stop it. And I understand what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, but it's like not knowing how to stop. I mean, you know, sometimes it's easy to say things, but...
Yes, and I would agree with that. But let me tell you something. I'm not going to mix sugar and shit. Stopping is stopping. You know when you're not telling the truth. You know when you're not being 100% honest. You know when you made a decision to say, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Right.
That's not hard. That's step one. You understand? Step one, when they tell you, just like when a person goes to an alcoholic meeting, the first thing you have to do is admit
right.
what you're doing.
Right.
See,
right.
Saying that it's difficult to stop is not admitting that you're doing it.
Oh, okay.
So, you got to stop lying about who Adrian really is.
Okay.
You got to admit that you have a problem and you need to stop it.
Okay.
So one of the things, you're saying okay, but okay means absolutely nothing. It doesn't acknowledge anything. It doesn't give credit to. When you're in a court of law and you say okay, the judge is going to ask you, what does that mean?
Okay, what? Right. Okay.
But you're still saying okay, which tells me you don't want to stop. You want to keep doing this. So that means that just, well,
I do want to stop. I do
okay, then, well, then let me hear you say that you're going to stop lying about who you are.
Okay. I'm going to stop lying about who I am.
Yeah, it's funny. I know, laugh or either cry, but you need to stop. If you want to know why you keep getting these jacked-ass brothers who ain't jacked up, you understand, you're getting exactly what you're putting out.
Hmm.
So if that's not what you want, then you got to stop it. So you can stop getting what you don't want.
Right.
Understand?
Right.
You got to stop it.
Okay.
That's it. So if you've heard it before, that means the next time that you call in, you're going to have a whole nother story for us. So you need to begin to reinvent yourself. That's it. Reinvent yourself from the core, because that means that there's absolutely nothing wrong with you. And if you say okay one more time, one more time, for real, seriously, don't say okay, because that's another way for you to stay in denial. Don't say okay. Find another word. Express yourself. You're a very intelligent intuitive sister. Express yourself. Don't say okay. Because okay, all okay does is it's almost like saying but. I love you, but. You're so used to saying okay, you've become the yes girl. And so you've gotten with these brothers who have done all this unthinkable shit to you, and I don't even want to say what it is, because tonight I'm not going to say. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because you sit there and you go, okay, 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 and they just keep doing shit. And then finally you say, wait a minute. And they say, guess what? I ain't want to be with you anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurtful. So I know you spent a lot of time in pain with this. And I know you really want to change this. Not change you, but change what you're doing. It is absolutely nothing wrong with you. But what you're doing is all wrong. Because it's not true to you at the core of who you are. So start honoring your body. Make a decision to stop lying about who you really are. And know that that is better than any story you could ever make up. Any story you could ever make up, it's better than that. I promise you.
I want to say okay, but
I hope
I have
you don't.
Another question, though. What's
okay,
my
you,
color?
No. You don't get to ask another question until you give a response to what I just told you.
Something other than, a response to what you told me. I'm going to start honoring my body, that's for sure, because I thought I already was, but I guess not really, because I was lying to myself, sounds like.
You need to definitely make sure that you start to spend time with yourself. Stand in front of the mirror naked, and I want you to again tell yourself, I love you. Do that for 5 minutes a day and then journal those thoughts down. Journal those thoughts down that you hear. Because this is where you have feared go and revisit. And see, this is why I'm not playing for real. It has nothing to do with you guys. Remember, when we're talking, we're always talking to ourselves. So this is not me. I'm speaking to you, but I'm speaking to thousands of people out there. You understand? And also laying groundwork for the past, present, and future for everyone. So this is why I said don't press one if you don't want to get to that boiling point. So what is your second question?
What's my color?
what's your color? You mean as far as your aura?
Right.
You know, Adrienne, the color I see around you is deep pockets of green, dark green. And whenever I see this dark green, I see envy with this particular color. A lot of envy comes with this color. And I see you kind of sitting back in the corner saying, why me? Why can't I have this? Why don't I deserve this? I see you with those particular colors. What you really need to focus on with that green is to bring more blue light in with that green. It's going to soften it up and make it a different color green. But working with the colors of your aura, because, you know, your aura is based on the energy that is happening and going on with inside of you. And so this is where the chakras get the colors of the aura come from, the colors of our chakras. And in your heart, you've been damaged. You've been hurt. You have a lot of love that you give a lot of love, but you need to start giving it honestly. And the first person you need to learn how to love is you. Is you. So work with your heart chakra. You need to begin to start looking into those things, the heart chakra. And you need to begin to start build that relationship with yourself. Build a relationship with you so that you can feel comfortable with who you are. Build that relationship with you so that green light can begin to bring itself into balance. Because it's out of balance for you right now. You've got to get grounded. And particularly when it comes to... when it comes to relationships, when it comes to relationships, you're not choosing the wrong guy. That's not what you're doing. You're choosing the right person for what you're doing. If you're tired of those people coming, then you need to go somewhere else. I don't want to make qualms about what I do. I take my work very lightly, and I take it very seriously. It's spiritual work. This is not a game for me. I don't play with this because I'm playing with me with this. And so I won't do you injustice by playing with you with this. It takes a lot of work. So no, sitting on the couch, saying a couple affirmations, that ain't going to do it. You've got to make a decision that this is what you want and then begin to go after it. Do the work to make it change. If you've heard this before and now I'm telling you it again, then that just says that you still haven't done anything about it. You're still in the same place. And I know you called in tonight because you want to move out of the place of where you are. So do the work and you can move out of this place. Then you can begin to have that dark star rise within you. You can have that boiling point to open you up so you can see your true light that lives within you. All right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Did you say okay?
No, I know you did. All right.
I was going to say, I know you didn't say okay. Stop saying okay. You're far too intelligent for that. Stop saying okay. Stop saying okay. Don't say it. Find another word. I don't care what you say. If you got to say a whole sentence and people say, girl, you talk too much, just don't say okay, okay, okay. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Hmm.
All right. And then I want you to come back and let me know how that's going for you. But do the work. Start loving from the inside. Stop judging. Look within. Look at your dark star. Start to work there. Know that there's nothing wrong with you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you. Tell the truth, be the truth, and work from that position. Right?
Right.
You almost said okay. I'm going to let you go. All right. Well, peace and love, and it's good to hear from you. It's good to hear from you on such a powerful night. So this is a good time to just go get butt naked, go stand in the bathroom mirror, and start to do your work right now.
But, you know, I'm also concerned about whether I had an interview today and not sure if I'm going to get that job and wondering about another one next week.
Well, I'm going to tell you just immediately what I pick up here for the first job. You didn't get that. I don't feel that you went in confident enough, and I don't think that that's what you really wanted anyway. Don't second guess yourself comes to you looking for interviews or things you want to do. Don't second guess yourself. I don't really feel good about the first job. I don't think that's what you really want to do anyway. So, you know, just keep looking. Something's going to come about for you, but you've got to make those changes on the inside because it's starting to seep all outside.
Mm.
All right?
Okay. Peace and greetings.
All right. Well, peace and greetings to you. I love you still, but this is raw night. You got to break that core. You can do it. You can do it. You do it. Peace and love.
All right, bye.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 573. You're on the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Did you say 573?
I sure did.
I'm sorry, I dropped my phone. Hi. I know everything you just told her you would probably tell me, but I'm really just trying to I know what I need to work on, and it's just being consistent with it. Like what you say with the burn and stuff, you know. I'm sorry. When it's on my back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell
us. Off of me. I'm sorry.
Tell us. All right. Tell us who's on the line, please. What's your name?
Oh, my gosh.
Davina.
What did you do?
What's your name?
Davina.
Zazina, you said?
Davina, yes.
Okay. Say it. Spell it for me.
Spell it. D-A-V-I-N-A.
Oh. Davina. Okay. All right. So tell me what's going on, and then I'm going to tell you a few things.
I'm so bruised from my past, basically my childhood, that, you know, certain flaws or whatever that I have, I feel are keeping me from, like, giving myself fully to my creative passion, music and, you know, singing and... also with relationships, I mean, I felt like as a child I was broken down to the point of feeling like I was just nothing, you know, to the point I wanted to disappear. And I've been spending, like, my years, it's been about 10 years since I went in the military, you know, rebuilding myself. And
yeah.
I used to be fine with being alone, you know, but now it's like once I'm starting to rebuild myself, I don't want to be alone. It's almost like I can't stand to be alone.
Right, and that's a natural feeling. No one should want to be alone. I mean, certainly that's not anything that I would tell anybody, is that your purpose for you to be alone. That's certainly not a natural purpose, and it's not anything I would tell a sister or a brother, is to strive to be alone. But I want to kind of bring your attention to something, and thank you for that. When you started out, you said that you already know what you need to work on. Your problem is for you to be consistent. I want to take you to a couple things, because tonight, you know, we're really talking about the dark star of Ra, you know, the elemental chart of 75, the symbol of RE. And to get to that particular boiling point takes about 10,107 degrees, which is a lot to go deep. And a couple of things you mentioned was about your childhood and those things that happened to you. And yes, I can see those things that happened to you in your childhood. One of the markers that stands out is an incident that took place when you were around 7 years old. Does that make sense when I say that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And that did impact you. But one of the things that I'll be the first Miss Blue to recognize is that you've done a lot of work on yourself. You have. You've done a lot of work on yourself. So I don't want you to miss that by any stretch of the imagination. But here's where the reinventing needs to happen. Because now you have a son, and because of the things that has been done to you in your childhood, you went completely to the other end of the spectrum, and that child is out of control, period. He's out of control. Out of control.
I'm afraid of disciplining, because when it comes to
Right. I understand that. I understand because of your past, you don't want to discipline him. But I want to take a little bit into the future and tell you what's going to happen if you do not begin to bring this energy into balance for yourself and also for your son. You're going to have a child out here, and you're going to be sitting up in somebody's courtroom telling this same story that you're telling me about your childhood and why you didn't want to discipline him. You have got to first get your house in order. So you're working on yourself, but you cannot neglect your child, because he's looking as to you. You're one of his gatekeepers. You're a gatekeeper to him. You're the goddess to him. And allowing him to do whatever the hell he wants to do is not good. Well, listen to what I'm saying. And it has nothing to do with him running around in the background. I can assure you, I started writing these notes before you even came on the phone. So it doesn't have anything to do with that, because children should be allowed to play and they should be allowed to be children. But you yourself admitted you have a problem with discipline because of your abuse. There is a difference between discipline and abuse. You've got to know that, because if you don't, those nightmares, those thoughts that you wish you could have done as a child, you're going to get the things being done to you, and you feel like you're not the mother who deserved to have these things done, because you did everything that was in the best interest for your child. And right now, you're not working in your child's interest. You're still working in your best interest, because you're still that 7-year-old little girl that wants to be seen. You're a 7-year-old girl that really just got a lot of abuse on you, or you got neglected, and then you had to grow up, try to do these things on your own. So don't do it to your child. Don't do it to your child. You've got to get some sort of structure in there. You've got to get sort of structure.
Be more stern and stuff.
Well, it doesn't have anything to do with you being stern. You're just inconsistent. How you're inconsistent in your life, you're inconsistent with him. When you say bedtime is at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, that's bedtime. Children need that discipline. They need it. Not abuse, discipline. You understand? Allowing him to do whatever he wants is abuse. That's abuse. That's child abuse. You can't do that.
Okay.
You've got to bring that into that.
Affirmative. I affirm that. I've seen it. I mean, because his dad's been telling me about it. He's a more strict and he's more direct, but he's an abuser himself, and that's why we're not together. And I'm afraid. I don't want to be that. I'm just like, it's just like there's a loud noise, the yelling, and just, it seems like it becomes that with me and him, me and my son. It becomes a yelling matter.
Right. And it has a lot to do with the family ties here. So what you have to do is establish boundaries for yourself as a parent. And let me tell you the best thing. You've got to have your peace and quiet. Right now, you're in Missouri right now. In fact, are you in Missouri?
Yes, I am.
You're in Missouri right now. And so what time is it there? What time is it?
It's like 10 o'clock or 10:30, I think.
It's 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. Why is your child still up?
Because he has to be, I have to be asleep for him to go to sleep.
That's ridiculous. Who's raised who here? That is really ridiculous. I'll tell you this as a mother. That's ridiculous. Let me tell you why it's ridiculous for a couple of things. Because in order for him to get the best out of you, you have to be able to function. And grown-ups need grown-up time. And children need rest for their development. Because they have to get themselves activated into the physical body. If you have him staying up and he can't sleep without you, then you're setting him up. What happens if mommy's not there? Now you got you somewhere traumatized, you understand? And you got your child somewhere traumatized. Both are traumatized. But guess who, guess who carries the burden of trauma? You do.
Right.
You're the adult here. You understand? You're the adult here. Yes, children have their own lives. They have their own paths. And when they grow up, they're going to move on to that. But when they have elected you as their gatekeeper, they want you to do the best that you can.
Get in the bed now.
No. I'm afraid.
See, and there's no need to tell him to go to bed now because he's not used to telling him that. That's why he's telling you no. No, I'm not going to bed. He's telling you, what are you talking about? I run this. You don't run this.
That's exactly what he'd be telling
you. I run this. You understand? But you've allowed yourself to do this. So here's what I want you to understand, because I have cases where parents have come to me because they are afraid of their children.
That's what I'm afraid that will happen.
Well, sister girl, your fears are coming real tonight, because this is exactly what I'm getting ready to tell you, that if you don't change this, if you don't change this, you're going to have a son that's going to be whooping your ass, telling you what to do. So you understand that?
Yes,
no,
I do.
It's not good. It's not good.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I see exactly, because I'm like, goodness gracious.
So here's what you do. Because you're going to send him to culture shock. You're going to go in culture shock first. First of all, you need to have peace of mind. You know, you set aside time. This is something that I used to do. My kids were little. I need my time. So guess what? You need to learn how to be okay. And this is for any parent out there. This is how my mother raised me. But I want you to understand this. This is how kids grow up. And my mother said this to me when I was young. She said, I want to raise you guys that if something should happen to me and your father, you know you have enough to be okay.
Right.
If you're not doing that for your child and putting them in the position, and I don't care what it is, that they can have enough to be okay, then you have failed as a gatekeeper. I understand I'm not so spiritual that I'm going to tell you that you're not responsible, but you are definitely spiritual. Definitely, I am spiritual enough to tell you that you are the gatekeeper from that child. So that principle that we see in the Bible, we see this many other different spiritual systems, because it is real. It is very, very real. How this connection is, how we travel in soul groups, these agreements that we've made before we've come here. So those burdens, until that child is old enough to take on their own consciousness, lying on you as the parent, whether you're in the child's life or out of the child's life, whether you're the stepdaddy, whether you're the boyfriend coming over for the night, whether you're girl sleeping in the back seat of the car while daddy's at work, you're still responsible. If there's any children in that mix, know that you're mixed ass up in that mix too. So all of you have to sit back and say, listen, not my child, you know, we just kind of dating. When you step your ass in that arena, you step your ass into responsibility on a spiritual level. Has nothing to do with being on this human level.
Okay.
So start to set some boundaries for yourself and for your child. Because the worst thing in the world, and there was a situation here in Texas where an 18-month-old baby wandered outside at a barbecue and got hit and killed by a car. You don't ever want to be in the position where it could be a life-threatening situation for a child. And your child will not listen to you. Sometimes as a parent, you don't have enough time to explain the whole damn scenario. And I don't know about somebody else, I'm not explaining myself to a child. If I tell you to stop, if I tell you to sit down, if I tell you to go to bed, you take your ass to bed. You're going to get all the love you need. You're going to get all the warm kisses you need. You're going to get all the play time that you need. You're going to get that quality time from mommy. But being a parent, reincarnating another soul on this planet, it comes with heavy responsibilities. Heavy responsibilities. When you decide that you're going to reincarnate enough souls to come through Gateway.
I know. I'm like in shock right now because I'm like, I know something needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And
but,
I guess the way to start is to be,
no,
you know, make a plan or something.
Yes, first thing you want to do is sit down and want again to make a plan. And that plan is to bring some sort of structured. It's ordered within chaos. It doesn't mean you shouldn't be able to explore and free, because I'm a firm believer, and I believe it was Joy DeGruy when she came to Remix and talked about why white children particularly felt comfortable and safe in our world and black children didn't. We restrain our kids from doing such. I'm
yeah.
not telling you to restrain him. I'm telling you to use good wisdom as a mother. There are too many books. There are too many things that you can do out there. I do Baby Lotus's reading. It's too many tools out there for you to not be able to do it. A lot of people are saying, tap that ass. I'm not against beating. I'm not going to tell you against beating. But here's one thing that I can tell you. I very rarely had to spank my children. Because if you give them the tools that they need in order to have that relationship, to keep those lines of communication open, you don't have to beat a child. If you find that you're constantly beating a child and they're past the age of tapping them and they're past the age of one, then you failed as a parent. Because it's already too late. By the time a child is 7 years old, he is already formulated, or she is already formulated who they are going to be in this world. They are working on their reality. And we already know how difficult it is to change the reality. So you
right.
heard this when old people, and I'm not talking about your child, but have you ever heard an older person, an older person, and I'm not talking about 40s, I'm talking about somebody in their 50s and their 60s,
uh-huh.
turn around and look at a child. And I remember the first time I heard somebody say this about somebody's child, it really sent cringe through my body. When you look at a child and that boy ain't going to be shit.
I've heard it.
I've heard that. And I thought, how dare somebody say that? Like, how can you say that? But see, it's something to do with wisdom. When you see that wisdom, you already know the blueprint. And here's the thing that I didn't then that I know now, that it takes a lot to change reality once you have already built it what you see it to be. This is why everybody who comes on this platform is about destroying those realities.
Right.
Breaking down what we've been indoctrinated to believe. It is important that guys get this knowledge and understand it for what it is. Because when you get 7 years old, you have formulated a reality. We know mm-hmm. as adults that's difficult to change. So you're in the position right now where you can help him make the best choices for his reality. You're not doing it. You're simply not doing it. But I recognize it's because you're struggling with things for yourself. So that means that you need to reach out and get some help. There's groups out there. How you doing, sweetie? Such as Mocha Moms that get together. Look in your area. Their sister groups to get together to get you a support system. Get you some sort of structure so you can have time to clear your head. So you're not upset when you talk to him. You're not upset when he says something back to you and you want to scream and yell at him. So you don't get frustrated with your child.
Right. Okay.
You understand?
I definitely do.
and start to set some structure in your house so you can have peace and he can have peace. Because you were abused doesn't mean you abused your son by just letting him run amok. We already know what happens when it goes down to that scenario. And then this is the worst thing for a mother, and I'm a mother, and you tell me this, is for somebody else, for you to say, oh, you know my child, he don't listen, he don't do this, and the next person say, I don't have no problems out of him.
Yeah.
Because, see, now you know the problem is you. You understand? Plenty of times people have brought their children to me that they can't discipline, and I don't have any problems out of them. Because children are very intuitive, and they know how to push you further than you've ever been pushed before. They know you're weak. You want to talk about a reader? Nobody can read your ass better than a child. A child can read you. A child know when you a punk, and he gon' punk you, or she gon' punk you. Oh, they know when you don't mean what you say. You talk all that hot stuff. If you don't stop, I'm get the belt, and I'm going to do this, and they're going to look at you and keep doing it. Because they already know you ain't finna do nothing.
Definitely. That's definitely what's going on. Lord Jesus.
So just keep working within yourself. Keep working within yourself, but bring some sort of structure and bring some sort of balance within your house.
Okay.
Bring some sort of balance.
Because I also have issues separating what was poison to me in my childhood and what was healthy for me when it became like discipline and you know, structure
right.
and everything. I mean,
yes.
It's like I have nobody to follow as far as an example.
I'm going to say that's completely not true, because here's the thing. You are not a child anymore.
No,
now
I'm
you
not.
Can decide you can decide to make choices. I'm not going to say that this is easy, but I'm not going to sugarcoat for you. You can make some choices. And you know within your spirit, if you were walking down the street and you needed to tell your son to stop because a car was coming, he would listen to you. How about we start right there?
Okay.
You understand? And the way you get to listen to you, you already know from your childhood, not knock the hell out of them. That ain't the way you get them to listen. You understand? Because this is about respect.
Right.
And so those boundaries of respect is no longer there because you haven't kept your word. If you say you're going to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and 8 o'clock is bedtime, there is no exceptions to that. And if I make an exception, I'm going to sit you down and explain to you what the exception is.
Okay. I definitely feel you right there.
Do it with love. Do it with love. You understand? Because this is not something he created. You created this. He didn't do this. So you can't be angry at him because he on the mix in front of a million plus people telling you, no, I'm going to bed.
Right.
Be mad at him for what? The only thing when I see that, you know who I'm mad at? I'm mad at the parent. That's who I'm upset with. I'm upset with you. Because it's too many tools out there for you to know. So this is what you do. You start devising time. And you explain this. Children are very intelligent. Don't baby talk him. Brother Bobby Hemmett talked about this in my too. Don't dumb your child down by talking to him like he can't understand. You understand? Talk to
right.
him like an adult. Help him to understand. Listen, this is how we're going to do things different. And so when we get up in the morning, here's what we're going to do. But see, this is going to put your ass to the fire because, see, you ain't consistent. And he can't
yeah.
do that. You have got to be consistent. You've made the decision to reincarnate another human being on this planet. Your ass has got to be consistent, or else you're going to have a whole bunch of people who can't function in this reality, and you'll feel the stress and the hell from it. Even bad enough that sometimes you're going to feel the stress and the hell of it when you've raised them right. Sometimes we can still feel it. You're definitely
right.
going to feel it, and feel the guilt goes with it when you know you haven't done what you're supposed to. But you've got to be consistent. If we get up at this time, and whether it's we're going to watch some cartoons, or this is going to be playtime, or this is when we're going to read, you need to be consistent. Be consistent, and it's not even about action, it's about your word. You understand? Because words carry energy, they carry vibration, and they carry frequencies. So be consistent. And somebody else in the chat room put homeschool if possible. I'm going to say what Dr. Umar Johnson said, some of y'all need to cut that homeschool bullshit out. If we just going to keep it real. Because you jacking our damn kids. You're homeschooling they as a 10, 15 years old and reading on first grade level. So homeschooling ain't the answer for everything. I don't agree with that shit either. I don't agree with that because I've seen too many kids jacked up from their parents wanting to homeschool them. No. That takes a lot of consistency. It takes a lot of skills to that. And so if you don't know what you're doing, don't fool with no. Don't do it. A lot of our brothers and sisters, there's a lot of holistic schools out there that you can begin to do it, but that's not the answer. That's not the answer. Some of these parents don't even have a first grade education, let alone second grade.
Right.
And they're trying to homeschool a kid with a whole bunch of homeschool problems, you see. And I know some kids, don't get me wrong, that are wonderful, that have homeschooled their kids. Sister Munya homeschools most of her kids, and they've gone on to college and do a lot of amazing things. So I've seen it work both ways. But I'm just saying it's not for everybody. And I'm going to let you go because he seems like he really wants to get at you. And you got work to do.
I definitely do.
You got work to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Okay.
All right, you guys, Dark Star Rising, Ra, the gateway to abundance, real talk. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in the readings. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good night, Mr. Wilson. This is Lisa calling from Brooklyn.
Okay, greetings to you. Who's calling?
Lanisha.
Okay, greetings to you. Yes, yes. And so what's all for you tonight?
So the thing that I started to revisit is writing poetry and also meditating. At the beginning of the year, I started to meditate, but then I started not to. And then recently I started picking back up on my meditation, and now I'm focusing more on my breathing, so my breath.
Okay, and that's a good thing. Don't get me wrong. I think that's really, really good to do. But right now your throat chakra is all closed up. So what's that about? What's going on with you? I hear what you're trying to do, but what are you trying to accomplish? Because your throat chakra is closed. So if you're doing poetry and you're breathing and you're meditating, what are you trying to accomplish with these things? Talk to Ms. Blue.
I'm trying to channel and also just reach my highest level of consciousness. So that's my...
You're trying to channel into a higher level of consciousness so you can do what? Tell me what you're trying to do.
So that I can just have, so my thoughts can be refreshed, I can feel renewed, so that my body can just have time of the day where it can relax and feel calm once I'm, like, in my meditation or once it's over. So just to give, like, my mind, like, a peace of mind and time to also unwind from my hectic day in the city and so forth.
Well, so let's start at the end point. The reason I took you there is because I want to see that you have to definitely know what you're doing this for. You understand what I'm saying? No, you got to know what it is you're trying to reinvent. Because immediately when I get into your energy, my throat chakra is closing up, and I also feel nerve damage within your body. What is the ailment that you've been told you have?
Nothing. Well, recently since I woke up this morning, my throat, actually, I noticed, like, my voice is, like, changing, so I don't know if I'm getting, like, a cold. What?
Okay, but I also feel pain within your body. So we're like in your nerves or what?
Well, sometimes I get like this sharp, I would say sharp, but it's not like excruciating, but like a pain in like my spine. But it will like come and go like every other day or like every 2 days. So that's about it. Other pain.
Well, that's a lot. Excruciating pain come out of your spine. You know, that's a lot. Yeah. Because getting into your, I was just curious. Have you gone to see a holistic practitioner or gone to somebody about the pain that you're experiencing within your body? Because I feel it, and it's not a good feeling for me, so I'm really trying to get out of the energy, but I was just trying to do a really quick reading on you to see what was going on with your throat. So tell me.
Okay. No, not as yet. I haven't been to, like, a holistic practitioner or doctors yet, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's a couple of things. The first thing is, the pain, and when it comes to the nerve that I'm feeling, because that's what I was feeling shooting up through your body there, inside your nerve, has a lot to do with what is going on in your life this particular time. It has a lot to do with your home environment. What's that like for you?
When I lived with my two sisters and my mom.
Okay, what's that like for you?
It's pretty okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost like a light irritation that's going on within you. And also, you don't feel like you're being supported. And, you know, the back always has a lot to do with this not feeling this support. You just, you know, you just don't feel like you're getting enough support and what it is you're trying to do in there. And then your throat chakra being closed up has a lot to do with you not really speaking your truth, you know, the truth about how you feel, the truth about what's going on in your life, truth about, you know, everything that's happened to you at this particular time. And so, you know, the meditation, I think that's good. It's always good. The breath, you know, Dr. Aline Bay came on and talked about the importance of breath, you know. It's one of the principles in feng shui. It's important. We have to have water and breath in order for us to survive. And you're just not getting enough air, like you feel trapped.
Yeah.
You feel trapped. And so what is trapping you? Because two goddesses came up, Aset and Nut, the two goddesses around you. It's like you are trapped. You feel like you're trapped in your situation. I asked you, how did you feel about home life? You said everything was good to go about that. So where is all this trapped energy and your air being cut off, you being able to speak your truth? Where is this being cut off at?
That is a good question. Wow. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll definitely tell you this. It has a lot to do with relationships.
Okay.
Does that make sense when I say relationships?
Yeah.
And it has a lot to do with the relationship between your mother and your sister. Those are the two goddesses. Mut represents that wisdom piece. That's your mother. The goddess of that, that's your sister. and how you feel in that relationship, and how they feel about supporting you and what it is that you want to do. How do you feel about that?
Well, my mother, I feel they're both supportive. I guess I just don't speak a lot on what they know, like what I want to pursue and everything else. But I don't constantly speak about it. I more so think more to myself, like have like my private thoughts, like my own thoughts about what I do want to do and pursue, and like my purpose and my true goals in my life. But they're pretty supportive. My sister is always rooting me on. Well, my sisters, and so is my mother. So
let me ask you a question then. If they don't know what your true purpose is and you don't explain that to them, how can I support you and I don't know what you're doing?
Yeah, well, both my mother and my sister, they know, like, I'm job hunting, right? Because I just graduated from college, so I'm job hunting and I'm just playing a waiting game. Thank you. So as for that aspect, I know I have to take, like, one thing at a time. So for the aspect of job hunting, like, my mother's always asking me, like, how is it going and so forth and so on with, like, the jobs that I'm seeking and stuff like that. And she's pushing me, not pushing me, but just, like, letting me know of, like, different openings at different places.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you a question. What did you go to school for? Business?
No, for media, radio, TV, and Black Studies.
Say it again?
For radio, TV, production, and Black Studies.
And so where are you looking for a job at?
Currently, I'm seeking to be a resident director at either college or university. So basically, like, manage or supervise, like, residence hall, like, resident assistants, and so a job within student affairs, yeah.
So is there any reason you're not trying to pursue something in what you went to school for?
There is a reason, so that I can just get my feet planted on the ground within still being in student affairs, because I really appreciated that field. Because when I was in school, I was actually a resident assistant. I was promoted, and I really liked the atmosphere of being a resident hall. And also, I feel within that position, I can also grow and continue to write like plays and sitcoms and shows, which I'm currently working on. So just develop more of my personal growth also in that position of, like, the media aspect. So I can still do what I went to school for and also be in that position.
And what if you don't get this position?
What if I have to have a backup plan? So I'm still working on my backup plan.
Then you don't have a backup plan?
No.
And so when did you graduate? About 8 months ago?
No, 2 or 3 in May.
You said what now?
In May.
In May. You graduated in May. Congratulations for you graduating in May. Still has a lot to do with your situation going on in your home. Still has a lot to do with that. And I know you said that they're being very supportive of you and what's going on as far as your job searching and all of those things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Still has a lot to do with that, because you're not really speaking your truth. When you came on, you know, you said that you was trying to meditate and work on poetry.
Mm-hmm.
But that ain't what it is. Did you say okay?
Yes, I'm sorry. It's not like a bad thing. I just say okay to because I'm processing everything. So okay is just like the word that I say to, I guess, to...
It's a word, it's a holding space. Okay means nothing, really. That doesn't mean I agree. That doesn't mean I disagree. That doesn't mean I hear you. That just means okay. That's all that means, you know. Every time I hear okay, I hear Little Wayne going, okay. You know, what does it mean? Or whoever says it. I don't even know who says it. But I keep hearing that song in my head to think about. It's Little John. Little John. Yeah, I'll cue those of you who listen to that. Yeah, Little John.
Okay.
When I hear
sorry,
that, that's
sorry,
what
sorry.
I hear. I hear, okay, that's what I hear. It really has no connection to no energy. It's a way to get the energy from you. It's to avoid the question and move on. I really want you to begin to take a look at your different relationships, and even when it comes to this relationship that you have and really having yourself a backup plan, should you not be able to get a job, should you not be able to get the job at the school so that you can do what you like to do, you're trying to be really, really safe here. And this is what's also closing up your throat chakra, because you're not really saying what you want to go after. It's always kind of like you kind of want to stay in your comfort zone. You don't want to step outside of your comfort zone. And so you're going to have to step outside of your comfort zone so you can get outside of this cycle. You understand? I know it's difficult. I know what it felt like to be in that school environment and really love that environment and want to be around that. And so just graduating, you know, it's kind of like you don't want to kind of go on. You do, but you don't. You want to kind of go on to the next level and do it. I think it's great if you can get there, but you need to have plan B. And so right now, your plan is kind of like all over the place. It's kind of like I want to do a little bit of poetry, but I write a play. But then I want to do some business and stuff, but oh, my degree is radio. And then eventually I'm going to loop back around and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it's one big hodgepodge. So very clear on what it is that you want to do. No meditation in the world, no breathing in the world is going to help a confused mind. It can settle mind, but this energy is even building up within your body. It's building up within your nervous system, you see. And, the nervous system, when the nervous system gets attacked, this is what makes the body shut down. And it's almost like something picking at you, something gnawing at you. That's what the nerves are. It's something in your life that's just kind of getting you. So let me ask you, your mother has pretty high expectations for her daughters, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And do you think you can live up to those expectations?
I think so, yeah.
What do you think will happen if you don't live up to them?
I think she's still the same. I don't think that she's going to be disappointed or let down.
So then what?
Yeah.
So what is your biggest fear then?
My biggest fear? I don't have one, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
My biggest fear, other than, well, I won't go here, but
What now?
No, I was thinking. Yeah.
Well, it's good if you don't have a fear, because everything in your body and everything in your throat says that you have a fear of something, and this is why you're not speaking your truth. This is why your body is responding with pain, sending you a message. Saying you're ignoring something here. There's a pinched nerve here. There's something going on with your body. Your body is speaking to you in ways to sort of kind of give you a clue so that you don't sort of put yourself in a position where you don't know what your truth is anymore. You know? So make sure that you stay true to what it is you really want to do, regardless of what that looks like, regardless of what you went to school for. Because we know, and I hate to use statistics, but statistics will tell you, 80% of the people who go to school, get a degree, are not doing what's in their degree. They're just not. I mean, you're much younger than me, but I can definitely tell you that I know that that's true for myself and hundreds of thousands of others. Mm-hmm. And you came on, you want to do poetry and meditate. But that's not at the core of what it is that you truly want to do.
I thought when I came on to answer your question, basically from the beginning of the show when you asked what is the thing in your life that you will need to revisit, I thought it was just something that you like that you revisited. That you
that is
for yeah.
Yeah, that is a part of it, but I'm quite sure you're listening to all the other callers. We're talking about the thing that's in the core of you, that it takes about 110,100 degrees to crack open. And surely meditation and breathing is not it.
Yeah. Okay, so the thing would be planning production, right? Planning events. That would be my heat, my passion. So...
Mm-hmm. So why aren't you doing it? Because you don't need anybody to help you plan events and do it. But why not? You know, if we're going to look at the basic core of things and just going off what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'll say to you, your thoughts are not clear. Because how you miss that, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'd say to you, if you wanted to do event planning, you could have did that like yesterday.
Okay. I'm sorry.
No. Don't be sorry. There's no reason to be sorry. I just want you to recognize that you need to speak your truth, but first you need to know what your truth is.
Yeah.
You need to know it. It should be undoubtable. It shouldn't be any question. You know, there's a saying, and I can't remember right now who said it, is that when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember, because it will always come out. You don't have to remember when you're telling the truth. You only have to remember when you're not telling the truth. So even this saying goes true, because you don't have to remember who said it. It's the truth. Someone said it, and there it is. So know what your truth is, speak your truth, and be very clear what that is to you. To you, not to your mother, not to your sister, not to your professors at school, not to your friends, to you. Be very clear on what it is. It's not clear for you. Just take some time to map that out, what that is. If you want to do event planning, you live in New York, for God's sakes. You could have 5 jobs by tonight. Okay.
All right. No problem.
All right. So peace and love to you, and thank you for calling in. Come back and let us know how it's going.
Okay.
All right. We're live in the remix, you guys. You guys are a mess in the chat room. Let me just say that. We're going to go to the next caller. Dark Star Rising, the Dark Star of Ra, calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 678? Yeah, that's Atlanta. They never answer the phone. They send me an email afterwards and say, I didn't realize it was me. So we're going to go on to the next person. 678. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 507. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. No, that was 67894. I'll give the rest of the numbers. 507?
507?
Yes.
Hi, Ms. Blue. My name is Jean. I'm from Atlanta.
Greetings to you, Jean, from Atlanta.
Yeah. What I want to revisit is, oh, God, I can feel the heat already, relationships.
Ooh. I want to revisit that, Jean. And all right, Jean, let's talk about you and let's talk about relationships, and let's talk about what that means for you, Jean, relationship, because that's been a tricky area for you. It's been a tricky area for you. I'm going to tell you the number one thing that immediately comes up, Jean, is that you've got to stop being the victim.
But I think that goes all the way back to my childhood because the type of childhood I had. It was very abusive. It's still confusing right now. I still don't understand why I have a relationship that I have with my family.
Right.
You know. Boy.
Yeah. And you know, Jean, this is what I could say to you, and I want you to hear this with love, is that everybody got a story. And everybody got a child. Everybody does. And I understand. The good thing is you're not a child right now. That's the thing.
No.
You're not a child right now. And I know that these situations start for you as early as 4 years old that your mom can remember. Is that about true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to take, well, you know what? I've been trying to take control. And trying to focus on myself. And I want my identity back. I want to have my own life back again. And I know that there are certain things that I need to accomplish in order for me to be able to be back into that position again. And I'm putting forth the effort now to do that. And I'm actually working to try and separate myself emotionally now, you know, because it's difficult. Relationships are difficult, you know.
It can be. Let me ask you a question, Jean. How old are you?
I'm 53.
You're 53.
Yeah.
You're doing a whole lot of trying. That's what's working. Got to stop trying. You got to do it.
Yeah. Right. Right.
First step. Got to stop trying. Trying, we can try all day. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
We see this even with the Olympics going on. A lot of people trying to do stuff.
Right.
No, you're either going to do it or you're not. The first thing that I'm going to tell you is that when it comes up and it comes to your family, you have simply, the first thing is you got to stop playing victim here. Because you're just... You got to blame them. That's it. You have to decide you no longer want to be the victim. Take yourself out of the role of the victim. You're 50 plus years old, and you're an adult. Now, let's not look at this from human eyes. We're doing spirit work here. Let's look at it from spiritual work. And in no means am I telling you this short little scoop that I'm going to give you. It's probably all that you need. You don't have to email me for a reading, but you can. So you can get something more in-depth so you can begin to work with. But let me give you here for everything that's coming through for spirit. First thing is you've got to get a new story, period.
Right.
And here's a level of understanding with getting that story, is that when we incarnate back here, we incarnate what is called soul groups. And we actually choose our mothers, we choose fathers, and we choose our family. Ain't that some shit? We choose that. We say, this is who I want my mom to be, and this is who I want my daddy to be. In fact, there have been cases of sisters and mothers before they've had their babies that I've even been able to share with them how to communicate with the child to talk to them.
Right.
Isn't that something? So,
but I can't believe I chose my parents. I chose the people. Oh, my God. They're horrible.
Well,
horrible.
You do listen to what you're saying. When you say every time that you say that they are horrible, you are affirming that you're horrible.
Yeah.
You understand?
This
is why you cannot look through this through your human eyes. When you look through it through your spiritual eyes, a big part of things that you've gone through, things, situation that happened to you, has really been a part of your rise. I'm not telling you to mix sugar with shit. That's not what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
At some point, you recognize that what happened when you were a child, you haven't been a child for a very long time.
That's true.
You haven't. So at what point are you going to stand up and become an adult? Your mother in the situation is beating patterns that have been repeated to her. Same thing with your father. Same thing. They're repeating it. So in order for you to get out of this circle jerk, is you've got to stop doing what they're doing. You're going to see what they said. It was done to them, and they did it to their children.
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic with the family, because I was always the abused child, physically, you know,
mentally,
emotionally.
Yeah.
And now I've talked to my youngest sister, and she's expressing to me how she's being treated, and I'm trying to encourage her, and I'm telling her, well, what you have to do is you have to separate, because I've actually separated myself from my family. I'm cordial with my sister. We don't even speak. It's just the way it is. But my other sister, I'm cordial with her on Facebook. We'll pass a few words or whatever. But my younger sister, I'm trying to encourage her, because she's at the point now, because her life is just so discombobulated with marriage, and my mother was really her whole world. It's really a crazy situation, and you know, she's talking about she doesn't think she's gonna be here anymore, and that kind of upsets me, because she was one of the main people that tortured me, but yet I'm compelled to show her nothing but love, because I told her, you're preaching to the choir. I already know.
But here's the thing I want you to know. Family can be fucked up, too.
Big time.
You understand what I'm saying? I mean,
if you're going to say
that you needed to separate yourself for your sanity.
That's right. Well, that's what I'm telling her. You know, and
No. But understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh. Okay.
If you're telling her, or if I'm telling you that you need to separate for your sanity, then get all wrapped up in this to your sister is not you separating yourself.
Uh-huh.
You do realize that. You're not separating.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm feeling sad for her, because she's
playing your best role, the victim. The victim always wants to hang out with other victims. Why not? You never heard the story, misery loves company?
Company. That is so true. Oh, my God. And, you know, And I actually sat back for a minute, and I said to myself, what if she's just jerking my chain? What if she's just trying to play me? you know, just to see, just to find out what's going on in my head, or are trying to get me to feel empathy for what she's doing. I've already been that route. I don't need that misery anymore. Oh my God.
So then get yourself out the circle, Dirk, until you can get yourself healthy enough so that you can see, so that you can see beyond this situation. Get a new story. Stop. You've been the victim 50 plus years. It's time for you not to be the victim anymore.
And to
begin to listen to not what your conscious mind is saying, because obviously it wants to keep you in the circle jerk, but it is for you to begin to listen to those inner vibes that are coming with you. That's about your healing, and it's about you continuing to grow. Because even though you're 50-something years old, you're really still 4 years old.
Right. Oh,
well.
It's
you never left that situation. And so in order for you to get yourself out of that situation, separate yourself. And then begin to assess and affirm, reinvent yourself to who you want to be. And so I don't really live in that reality of want, but I want you to write down those things about if you could be, if you could feel, if you could know, anything that you could know, name 3 things that you know, feel, and want at this particular moment right now. What would those 3 things be about you?
One of the things would be I would want to have a complete education.
That's what you want.
I want to have a complete.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have my business off and running. And
your business to, off and running.
Yeah.
And what
and to be in that
and how?
Go ahead.
We got 1 minute.
And to be in a loving relationship with a man and not fight with the person with this craziness that I'm dealing with now, because it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so now, last but not least, I want you to tell me, how do you want to feel?
How do I want to feel?
If you could feel any way that you want to feel right now at this moment, how would you decide to feel right now? You could feel, forgetting everything of the past, forgetting all of that. How would you feel right now?
I just at peace with myself, at peace with the world.
Okay, so stop right there. Here's what I want you to say. I want you to say your name and say, I am at peace with myself and the world. Say that 3 times, your name. And I am at peace with myself and the world. Go ahead.
Jean, I am at peace with myself and the world. Jean, I am at peace with myself and the world. Jean, I am at peace with myself and the world.
How does that feel?
It feels good.
Because at this particular moment, you are present. You're not 4 years old. You are at this place, at this age, at this time where you're at, and you are at peace. And any time that you decide to be at peace and you decide to no longer be the victim, you can. You did it right now, and you continue to do it. So stop being the victim. Decide. So it leaves you no other choice but to be what you say that you want to be. I am that I am. Stop letting who kill you. Stop letting who did something kill you. And I want you to hold that thought, and I want to tell everybody much love, warm spirit, peace and love to everybody. I want you guys to download. Make sure you download Sunday night. Brother Panic is coming. We're going to keep going. We're in the after hours here, live in the remix. So peace and love, everybody. All right. So, yes, that's what you have to do. Decide in this moment.
Decide and just be it and just do it.
You're not 4 years old anymore. They cannot abuse you. None of those things can happen. You can be at peace with yourself and be at peace with the world. You can accomplish those things that you want. You just have to decide and stop giving yourself choices. Because anytime you give yourself a choice, your default button is going to take you back into victim mode.
And that's why I struggle in this crazy relationship that I'm in right now.
Yes.
Because he's, I don't know. I need, this is not working for me. And mm-hmm. It's been 12 years, going on 13 years, and it's just still the same thing. But I don't have the financial power that I had before. And I feel locked down because he doesn't allow me the things. He knows that I'm a very productive person. If he would do the things to help me, that I would progress.
Can you stop being the victim again?
Yeah, you're right. There I go again. Depending and waiting for somebody else.
That's right. You can do it for yourself. It has nothing to do with him. Know that this is all about you, and you've got to get a new story.
Anytime
you find yourself going back into victim mode, I want you to affirm, I am at peace. I want you to affirm that you're at peace with yourself, you're at peace with the world, and that you can begin to make your own moves. Affirm that you're not a victim. Affirm who you are. I am that I am. And I love myself in this moment for now and forever. And continue to begin to move yourself forward there. He's not stopping you from doing anything that you want. If you wanted to get into do your business, you can do that. That has nothing to do with nothing. Nothing.
That's right.
He's not stopping you. Your financial freedom, he's not in control of your financial freedom. That is your birthright. Each one of us came here with our own finances. No one else is in control of that. And so it's very easy to say that someone else is, but that's simply not the truth. So no more victim for you. The victim part is over. It's done.
That's
a done moment for you. You can begin to start to do these things for yourself. You're not a hopeless 4-year-old anymore. You are a grown woman. You are a woman who is in control and in charge of herself. So I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out, and then just relax.
I was successful once, and I can be successful again, and I did it all on my own, and I'll do it again.
Well, just say that you are successful.
Yes, I am.
I really have a problem with that word, but I'm going to let you hold that word work for you. And this is your world.
Okay.
Because when we start about success, the trickiness with that, you just know that you are abundant in everything that you do. So just claim that of abundance. Because success is a destination, and once you get it, you have to start over. And this is why some people keep constantly striving to be successful over and over again. Don't strive for success. Strive for abundance. Because that's going to be for you on all three levels, mental, physical, and spiritual. You know, strive for that.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Oh, my God. You really, at a tough moment, you really brought sunshine.
Well, beautiful, beautiful.
And made me really think. So I appreciate that so much. Thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Call us back and let us know how it's going.
Okay. Thanks, Ms. Blue. Peace and love to you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Beautiful. We're going to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 803. You're live in the mix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 803?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man.
Okay. All right. Well, continue to listen. We're going to the next caller calling in from Eric 334. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Sheena calling in from Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay. Greetings to you calling from Montgomery, Alabama.
Greetings. Okay. Well, one of the ways that I'm going to reinvent myself is through writing. When I had the reading with you, you told me that one of the items that was a part of me was the wand, mm-hmm. and it was the pen,
mm-hmm.
which can be a pen. And so that awakened something in me where when I was younger, I loved to write. And it brought back, and I started writing, and I just started writing my life out and how I wanted to be. And it felt so good. And it's like I wrote out my script.
of my how I see myself.
I believe that's one of the things we talked about. Beautiful, beautiful.
And so that is what I'm using to reinvent myself is through my writing. And one of the things that I want to do is become an author and write books.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yes. So, so that's what I wanted to let you know about that. But another thing that, and I got a lot of my questions answered with one of the callers when you were talking to her about discipline with her son. And that's one of an issue that I have with my daughter. Well, and my son, but my daughter, she's older. I had her when I was really young. So I didn't really have a chance to really discipline her because I wasn't disciplined.
Right.
So, like, and we, and our relationship is back and forth. I teach her a lot what I get from you and other teachers. I teach her, and so she's very wise. But then, again, that structure is missing. And I don't, because she's so much, I mean, because she's older, I don't know how to break the habit.
How old is she, 10?
No, she's 14.
Okay, she's 14. What was going on when she was 10 years old?
That's when she came to live with me. When she was 10, that's when she came to live with me.
Okay.
My mother raised her from when she was first born.
Okay. So, yeah, I really, really, really get that is that is when she was 10 years old, you know, when she was 10 years old and she came to you, I see that that was a critical turning point. She's gotten a lot of her foundational things from your mother to have that. And so now what's happening, because she's 14 years old, she's a teenager. And, you know, I have a teenager too. And so those things of being a teenager is really one of those things is that I'm laughing at something in the chat room, and I don't think that's how the quote goes, so I'm going to leave that alone, because that's not what it said. So I'm going to leave that quote alone, because that ain't correct. So, oh, gosh, I tell you, got to be careful. So anyway, you know, when she was 10 years old, you know, it's a turning point for her, and you're doing the right things for her. She got foundational things from your mother that she has. It's just a difference. It has nothing to do with the fact, it does kind of have something to do with the fact that you didn't actually raise her, but she's looking at more of your actions than more what you're saying. So when it comes to our children and what they see from us, it's not what we say out of our mouths. It's what you do. That's what they look at. That's where they're learning from. That's where they're getting cues from. You understand on that. And certainly, you're not here to teach a child how to be a child. But we know that everyone who is a parent has been a child before. So you can speak from the position of what it feels like to be a child because you've been a child. Nobody came here and was just an adult and started walking around. You have experience of understanding what that looks like. And that can be very different for all of us. You know, everybody has sort of that sort of interpretation of that. everybody has their own take. Everybody has their own take on that. And so, you know, that's the whole thing with that. But know that she's not looking at what you say. What
she's
you do.
Looking at my actions.
That's right. And that's where the inconsistency has been.
Okay.
You
so
see,
it's me not just telling her things.
No, that's good, too. That's good, too. You understand? You know, that's, I'm not saying that that's not a bad thing, because she's old enough for you to begin to speak to her. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's old enough. And yes, Yolisa put it in the chat room. Actions speak louder than words. That's with children and adults. Actions speak louder than words. And so, you know, those are the things, you see? You know, those are the things to really, you know, invest time in. She has a good foundation, though. You know, you carry your own level of guilt because you were young and when you had her. Let all of that go. You know, be the mother to her that you are at this particular moment. And, you know, at the end of the day, everybody is doing the very best that we can at the moment that we can. And do that. Stop holding guilt because of this, because of that, because there's some things that you're not doing even with your son, and you got a chance to raise him.
Yes, so what's the difference? I know. It's not. And so that's why I'm so thankful that I'm hearing this tonight, because I know that I have a chance with him. And with her, I think it seems like she's kind of holding on to a lot of resentment towards me from just, I guess, me not really being there for her when she really wanted me. And it kind of seems like sometimes, you know, we get in arguments and it's like she's holding on to that. And I don't feed into her anymore like I used to.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You got to be very honest about that. You know what I mean? And you really haven't had that honest conversation with her about it.
About her holding on to it, yeah.
No. About you not raising her and what that really felt like for you.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't. We've had conversations, but like the honest conversation.
No, you haven't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, being honest, I don't want her to feel like I didn't want her, though.
Let me ask you a question. Is that the truth, that you didn't want her?
It is, because I was so young, and people told me that I basically ruined my life. I would never be able to do anything, because I was very, very young, so that's what was planted into my head.
But I'm not asking you what was planted in your head. I'm asking you, is that the truth?
That's the truth.
You said what?
Yes, it is the truth.
It's the truth, or is that what was planted in your head? Which one?
It's so hard for me to say it.
Why is it so hard for you to say it?
Because, I mean, it is the truth, and it's hard to be that honest. Because I love her more than anything now, but no, then I did not want her.
So then, let's look at this honestly. And thank you for your honesty. This is how you can look at this honestly. That she's justified in how she feels, because she already knows the truth. You
mm-hmm.
see, that's why she's acting the way she's acting. She knows the truth of how you feel about that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, she knows the truth of that. But I want you to go a little deeper than where you were at that particular time. And just because it wasn't a planned pregnancy, just because it wasn't planned, doesn't mean that you didn't want her. And I'm going to help you to really get in touch with your feels here. And I know that this can be very, very sensitive for you at this particular time. You didn't want or the responsibility at the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's very different than a mother saying, I didn't want you.
Yeah, with the responsibility. Because I was a
right.
baby myself.
Because you were what, 14?
13.
You were 13 when you were pregnant. Were you 14 when you had her?
No, I was 13 when I had her.
You were 13 when you had her. Okay, I don't know why 14 is significant. Okay. So, you know, a 13-year-old, and I want you to think about it like the 13-year-old, that was something you chose for yourself. You have the skills.
I can't hear you.
To do it. I said, that's not something you chose for yourself, nor did you have the skills to be a mother at that time. But you got to know, that's not the same thing as saying you didn't want your daughter.
Okay.
So this is where I think you're confused at. Am I still really choppy?
No, you came a little clearer this time.
Okay, good. So you got to know that's different. But right now you don't know it's different. And this is where the energy is coming from between you two. Is because in your mind, you're still holding on to, I didn't want you.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to saying, at 13, I didn't have enough sense to know anything about raising a child because I was a child myself.
Yes.
She's 14 years old, and if you don't sit down and really have this conversation with her, then she's going to be in your situation pretty soon, and that's your greatest fear.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So you're going to have to sit down and really have this heart-to-heart conversation with your daughter about not understanding being young, having these feelings and emotions, and doing an act of bringing another life into the world and having absolutely no way to carry on or to care for them. And so you made the best decision. Again, no victim here. The best decision about how she could have the best life possible.
Yeah.
To allow your mother to raise her. But here's the difference. Because I feel like she grew up a part of her life not knowing you were her mother.
Because, yes, my grandmother would tell her, do not call me mother. Call me your sister. That's how she would say when she was a little baby right in front of me. And it's like I had no power. My voice was not heard. So I just stood back and let them raise her because they told me I had no business having her. I don't know what I'm doing anyway. So you be the sister, and you are the sister, and my mother is the mom. And that's how it was.
Right. And this is why, I got the feeling that she didn't know you were her mother for a while. So it's a big part of it, too. And I understand, you know, I'm not going to blame it on the South because this happens in cities, too, and East Coast sisters and brothers. But typically you see this between the family of everyone trying to do what they feel was best at that particular time. And so now this is where you have to begin to bring your honesty, not the illusion of the honesty, but the honesty. is that you were a child. You didn't have a say-so. You didn't have a say-so in how this was going to happen. But as soon as you were able to have a say-so, you took your child back.
I did.
Right?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
So that's the truth that you begin to nurture your daughter with, so that she could see your strength, so that she could understand that, you know, yes, this is how this happened, and yes, grandma and great-grandma were doing the best that they thought they could do, but my mom came back and really showed that she wanted me, that she loved me, and that she wanted me to be her. That's the position you have to come to her. Not the position of the, but really tell the true hero's story. And that was once you realized that you could be in the sin, that you could get her back. That's what you did.
Yes, that's so much clearer for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Oh, Miss Blue's going to give you a big hug and a kiss to you and the babies over there. Yeah, I want you to email me. And, yeah, we'll work through this. I want you to email me on that.
I will.
But you gotta have that honest conversation with her. It's not that you didn't want her. You didn't have a choice. But once you were able to decide and make some decisions, you made the decision and you can let her know that you will never regret that decision of going back to get her when you could.
That is so much, and we will have this conversation first thing in the morning when she wakes up.
Yes, that's what you tell her, because that's the truth. That is the truth. That's the truth. And I want you to also read the story, because this, the goddess that came up for you is Mawu, M-A-W-U. Read the creation story of Mawu. It's a really interesting and a beautiful story about the goddess Mawu. And it tells about her undying love for her children and for her husband and just for her family. Yeah, beautiful.
Mawu, okay. I will do that.
All right. Peace and love to you, sweetie. Peace.
Thank you. Good night.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Only in the remix, you guys. Don't forget. Huh? Yes, yes, yes. It's time that we all begin to reinvent ourselves and really begin to work cracking that dark star open, that dark star of Ra. And really begin to step into the gateway of abundance, and all of us can do it. Signs and symbols are here. That's symbology. Thousands and thousands of fish just being out there dying. You know, don't let your fish die. Don't let your vision die. You know, don't let that go unwarranted. You know that you can step into. You can step into and revisit those visions within yourself. You can reinvent yourself back for those things before that incident happened, before something happened. Think about the boiling point on the periodic table, the symbol of RE. Whenever you see that, 10,107 degrees of heat, there's nothing that has a higher boiling point than carbon and one other element that exists in the world. And so this metal, the reason it is so expensive, so rare, so hard, it's so hard to boil, so hard to open, is because it is infused in everything, including yourself. So that star, that dark star rising, within you, it's within all of us. And so for each one of you, really, I hope you step into your gateway of abundance and begin to move forward on those things. That's a part of your dream. That's a part of your passion. That's a part of your life. and those things within you. It's so many of you on the phone lines that have your hands up. I don't even know if I can get to all of you, but I want you to send me an email. Question, Q-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue. Tell me that you were listening to the show, and we're going to do another one because we're still not done. And hopefully you guys can hear me okay. But we're still not done. We're still not done. I believe the show is going to cut off in like a few minutes. And so I don't want to catch anybody, you know, leaving things out at that cutoff point. It's a gateway day. We moved from a new beginning into a gateway day. We're in a gateway day. I want you guys, if you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it over on Facebook. And I want you to like it on Facebook. And if you love the show, I want you to love it. And, you know, go over to the Remix Family page, the Facebook wall, and I want you to love it over there. Leave a comment, leave a note there. We're going to be starting to do some of the preliminaries of the business class, so check your emails for that. So many things that are out there. Remember, the greatest investment that you can make in yourself at this time is the investment inside of yourself. And that's ultimately what we're all doing. So we're going to be tapping into a lot of the work that we're going to be doing. It's going to be going to the 12th chakra, talking out those things of the 12th chakra. We haven't talked about that on, but we're going to be getting into more of those modalities, looking at that big cosmic chaos mixture that really encompasses those things at the 12th chakra, because this is where you can make those changes. This is where the boiling point can reach so that the dark star of Ra, the god Ra, can crack open and that light can begin to change, to transform itself and just make those changes on a physical, mental, and spiritual level. And it's something that we all can do. And so I want to invite each and every one of you to connect with me, because I would love to connect with you. So whether it's on Twitter, whether it's on Facebook, whether you email me, questionforblue@gmail.com, I want you to do that. I also want you guys know that I have something exciting that I'm birthing inside of you, and as soon as it's ready to go, I'm going to unleash it onto the universe, and wow, what can I say? Oh, I just can't wait, you guys, and it's going to be something that if you guys are going to be a part of it, you can be a part of it. It's going to be fun. We're going to do some magical things, and wow, you're just gonna love it. I'm so excited about it. And also, just to let you guys know, the iPhone app is finally coming. So hold on to that. It's coming. I know it's been a long time coming, but you know, sometimes knowing your magic is about going back and making changes at the last minute. Sometimes that is required. So stay open, stay flexible, so that you hear those spirits in the universe. That's coming, you know, and be okay with change, even at the last second, because that can happen. Know that you're loved, that I love you, and I can't wait to connect with you guys on Sunday. Brother Panic will be here. He'll be doing occult questions, and so we have to get ready for that. That's going to be a powerful show. So I'll see you guys in the remix. I'm going to go hang out on Twitter a little bit and on Facebook. Thank you, Esther. Thank you, Sister Manya. And all of you guys out there in the Remix family, for everything that you do. It's because of each one of you that we can be remixing. And we know whenever we see the RE, we know that's going to be life-changing right there. We know that's going to be connecting on so many different levels. Just to get into that element, the 75th element on the periodic chart, you know, the symbol of RE. Know that abundance is all around you. Don't let anyone fool you into believing that there is a shortage of abundance out there. There's not a shortage of anything. And so the fish, that is the symbol, the goddess Doris. I've seen it clear in the spirit world with the dolphins and the goddesses showed me that they took me on this journey all across the world, all across the planet, and showed me all of these abandoned dreams, all of these abandoned visions that people are just abandoning, that just letting go of. you know. So don't be fearful of 2013. As Brother Bob Hemmett told us years ago, we've been in 2013. So we've already crossed that threshold. You came back here to do your work. So do your work all the way up until the time that your work is done. Continue to do your work. Never stop doing your work. Know that that is your purpose. That is your purpose. That is your magic for you being here. It's so that you can do work. That's it. Don't be clouded by what you see on TV. And sometimes don't even be clouded by what you see in front of you. If you choose to look for those signs and symbols, those visions for the future, know that they are there too. So make a decision. Decide where you're going to be. And then you won't have all of those choices to confuse you. You can be very clear about where you are. You can be very clear about where that dark star of Ra is within you and how you're working to raise that boiling point, you know, where it is. You know, how you can really begin to do that and step into the gateway of abundance. It's your birthright. It's not anything that you need to do. It's not you taking from somebody else or somebody else taking from you. It's enough for everyone. Everyone came here with this divine star in them. The star in them. Everything is within. Do that investment within yourself so that you can do it. Do that investment within yourself. Know that that precious metal that is so precious is within you. And so it's a part of your responsibility. It's a part of your work so that you can get it to that boiling point, so that you can have that light of God Ra, the sun god. We're sun people. Have that light to reflect from in you. That's what all the work is about. That's what the work is about, is to really be able to do that. Yeah. Yeah. It did go past, didn't it? I don't know when it's going to cut off. Oh, my goodness. I guess we're going to keep going. Someone kept putting up in the chat room that we had something like 26 days and 26 hours, 24 hours and 6 minutes remaining. That's also to show you that when you step into the remix, you are stepping outside of the constraints of time. And so there, another powerful sign. It just tells you we're going to be on the air for another 24 hours and 6 minutes, because that's probably the time it's going to take you to digest everything that happens here. So we're going to keep going. I'm going to go back to the phone line. Let's see who's there calling in. It looks like from area code. Let's see. I don't think I did this area code before. 347, you're live in the remix.
Okay, but
it's
all right.
347.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're on the phone. So we won't talk to them. We'll go to next. Calling in from area code 336, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336. Okay, we're going to go on to the next one. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
You said 937?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this is Jaywood. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking.
All right, so let's get to it, because we're outside of time right now, but let's get to it.
Oh, let's get to it. Let's get to it. Yep. Oh, I was supposed to come with you. I forgot.
You said what now?
What was I supposed to say to you again? I'm sorry.
Okay, you just hold that thought. We'll come right back to hold that thought. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 419, you're live in the remix.
Did you say 419?
I sure did.
Hey, this is our brother Victor Settlewell Perry. How you doing, Sister Blue?
I am wonderful. How are you, Victor?
Very good, very good. Well, I was shoot, I was sort of listening to you subconsciously. I've been listening to you since the beginning of the show, but I wrote down, I said, look, I'm looking for ways of I need to revisit specific ways of restructuring myself to and reinvent ways of constantly staying inspired. Yeah, that's when, you know.
That's what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a couple of things, Victor, and we're going to kind of get down to it, you know,
okay,
raw night.
Okay.
So interesting you would call in on this night. A couple of things. First thing, when it comes to you trying to stay inspired.
Mm-hmm.
Stay inspired is to simply be in your spirit.
Okay.
That's how you stay in your spirit. But it's a couple of things to take a look at, Victor, so I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. Because you've got to get to this boiling point. Mm-hmm. And the number one thing for you to stay inspired has to do with this relationship between you and your mother. You knew I was going to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the one person that can take you off of your square. But why, Victor? You're a grown man now. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You have got to make this
let me see. Why? I keep telling myself that I don't let her take me off my square.
But you do. You do, on you beating up yourself about things that you've done in the past and happened, and then she's the person to always throw it back up in your face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you haven't made any qualms about that,
mm-hmm.
but I want you to know that there is something to be said about
it. I'm getting better at it, though.
I would say that you're working at it at times. Well, what's really happening is you're not getting better at that. You're getting better at working with yourself.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
You're better at working yourself, so therefore it's not a lot to keep throwing in your face because you're not doing it.
Mm.
So, you know, that's almost like a Band-Aid effect. Because you know as soon as something don't go right, we're back to square one again.
Now I'm going to work extra hard on being able to discipline that, to control that.
So well, you're not going to be able to control it. It's not about control it, but it's about being honest with it and recognizing that a big part of it has to do with your mother being right. And sometimes you have a problem with people being right.
Well, I have no problem. Let her be right. But I guess one of the things that throws me off of the squares is that, you can't change the past. Let's deal with what's going on now.
Well,
you know, in my opinion, and, you know, I respect that. But, you know, sometimes you have some people.
Well, I feel that I'm
being verbally abused.
That's right.
By going through the past.
And then,
you know, out of respect to her, I listen. But then you keep pushing, and there's only a certain point that you say, well, Mom, you know, you quietly say, stop it. That's in the past. What can we do now and deal with the future?
But guess what? That's been a big part of your problem, not wanting to deal. Because, see, the past, the present, and the future, all shit is happening at the same time.
Indeed.
And so you cannot ignore it. And that's a big part of what you want to do. Make it all go away, close the door, nobody sees it, and we can go on with life. No. No. That doesn't work. You understand? It doesn't work. We can't just say, oh, that's in the past. Let's not talk about it. We can move on. Let's talk about what we can do right now. Yes, I recognize the value in moving forward, but first you have to acknowledge. Number one thing, I don't have to tell you this, is that you have to admit you have a problem, and then you can begin to find the solution. But ignoring it is not. And if you've been listening, I've been calling people out on it. Because that's what we say when we go, okay. You understand? That's saying, Miss Blue, we don't want to talk about the past. Let's talk about the future. Okay.
Yeah, well, I won't say okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I won't say okay.
Well, yes, and saying let's talk about the past, that was in the past, let's talk about now. No, you have to give an honest assessment for it or you don't know where you are. So a big part of what's happening is that a part of your reality is still a delusion, and that's okay. But what you don't want to make is an illusion within an illusion. You understand? Because that boiling point is almost impossible to break. You're not going to reach it.
Okay.
There you go. You just said it. You see how instantly the default button comes up. Okay. Let's not talk about it. Okay.
Acknowledge.
Acknowledge is the first. Acknowledgement is the first step.
Okay. Oh, admit it.
Because if you do not talk it through, if you do not begin to talk it through, then you're not going to be able to know when you are getting yourself in that situation again. If you don't. Two things, Victor, and I love you dearly, but you got to gain respect the feminine energy, and you don't have it. You don't. I'm going to be perfectly honest. You love me. I'm Miss Blue. But you really don't have a lot of respect for feminine energy. And this has a lot to do with what's been shown to you in your life. I'm going to say that in a balanced way. You didn't just get here like this, but you really don't. And until that gets right.
Interesting.
Until that gets right, that's going to be a little warped for you. So what's so interesting for you when you say that?
Well, you know, even when you had told me, I remember you told me my goddess was a chat, and I'm really trying to work with that. You know, even when you instantly said that, I said, well, what about the God? You know?
Yes.
What,
yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
But I see where you're coming from. And it's not, I feel that I respect
no.
Energy, but I know it's being receptive.
It's
but it seems, I mean, I am focused on results.
Okay, and so what does that mean? You're trying to tell me that you can't get results from feminine energy?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay, because that's the way you line that up. But let me tell you this.
Okay.
I'm not saying you're respectful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference between being respectful and respecting. That's two different things.
Okay.
I can be respectful to you and not respect the damn thing you're saying. You have mastered that with your mother. You are very respectful to her, but you don't respect what she's saying.
How can I be respectful? How can I do, what should I do specifically to be respectful?
No, you are respectful, but you don't respect.
Respect. What can I do specifically to respect?
You gotta look within and see why there's so much anger towards women. Goes back to your growing up, your childhood, but you have a lot of anger towards that. And that you're going to have to work through with having an honest conversation with your mother. I promise you that that's what you got to, and it's not about being the victim. You understand? But you're always the victim when it comes to her. It's not about that. But this is why this is out of balance for you.
I know one thing I shared with my mother and my mother and father. You know, I love them both. And there was a type of marriage that there was sort of like constantly arguing with the both of them. And I always felt that I said, Mom, if you got to go through this every day, why don't you have a divorce?
And
one of the comments she made, she said that, well, you think I'm gonna let him go and let somebody other hungry hussy so and so get a hold of him, and they hung it out. But unfortunately, he passed away from prostate cancer, and I noticed every 2 weeks she gets his pension, you know. And to a certain extent, as far as the materialistic value goes, it seems like she's making money. But I don't feel she's really all that happy. And I think one of the reasons probably why I thought about it, you know, I just constant arguing, you know, I just wonder, is she really happy? And it's one of the core things that I sort of
right.
at, you know, is her, is she really happy? And I see her being extremely nurturing, not only to me. I a lot of times I felt that maybe she should have did certain things to me, and I might have been further along if she just put her foot down. I see sort of her, what's the word, enabling.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I see her enabling, and
right.
I sort of see that as
a weakness.
Excuse me?
A weakness?
Damn. Okay. yeah. And I see that a lot of times I see that there are a lot of situations that happen even now that she should take a firmer stand to. And by her not taking a firm stand, it's almost like you spare the rod, you spoil the child. I see certain things still keep going on, even with me. I'll be honest with you. I mean, I could take advantage of such of a nurturing thing, and maybe I sort of resent that in myself, and I feel guilty about it. But respecting her, I guess maybe I should be saying these things to her, but I have said these things to her. All I can say, Sister Blue, thank you, and I'm going to work on it. I really wish he would. I'm going to work on it. She says,
well,
sometimes I talk too loud.
No. Well, here's one of the things I want to ask you a question. How old are you, Victor?
I'm 57.
You're 57 years
yeah.
old.
Uh-huh.
So it's safe to say that even though we know our children will always be children, you're not a child anymore.
Yes. Okay.
But this is one of the reasons why, and this is a good point because this has come up time and time again, particularly tonight, that I keep going back to our childhood and why this is so important. You know, sometimes people say, well, you know, playing with the show that I did when not everybody go back and get their toys. And I'm going to tell you why, because in the spiritual realm, I've seen, and not only just for everybody else, but also for myself too, how a lot of us are still in Wonderland.
Okay.
You see, a lot of us.
Come on with.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us is in Wonderland.
Okay.
And we're like Peter Pan, we have never grown up. So the truth of the matter is you're 50. How old are you?
57. Let's get to
57,
it.
57, mm-hmm. But you're still 5 years old.
Mm.
You understand? You're 57, but you're five. A part of you has never left being 5 years old. Never.
Okay.
You understand? With all the education, with all the consciousness, with all the tools, with everything that we have. Because this speaks right to the core elements.
And I'm realizing this. I'm realizing this in many ways.
This is for,
yeah.
This is not just for you. This is for, I'm speaking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why work is so important. And this is why sometimes when
I saying, I mean, you know, what have I accomplished? I feel I've accomplished certain things, but I just don't feel, I feel I'm
right.
missing something. And,
yeah.
And no doubt,
one
of it is a responsibility. I do feel guilty about some things in the past, but I know I can't change the past. All I can do is deal with what's happening now.
here's the thing. The truth of the matter is, yes, you can change the past. I know that you can. And we've done shows on changing the past, but this is not about changing in this particular sense. It's about you acknowledging where you are, because see, until you fully embrace and acknowledge what those things meant to you, you never leave that space. Never. You see, so it's almost like being a prisoner and getting let out of jail,
mm-hmm.
and never being able to do anything because everybody keeps taking you back to saying, you're a prisoner. We can't give you a job. And you're thinking, well, I served my time. I did what I was supposed to do. What now? They say, no, you're still a prisoner because you never left where you were. And a big part of that is not acknowledging to the world. So I'm not telling you to do that, but acknowledge to yourself. And a big part of you there is in denial about what really happened. Be honest with yourself first. That's first and foremost.
Okay, here's what I'm honest with. I like excitement. I like growth. And I like movement. And,
okay.
You know, that's one thing I've learned is about these values. And I've taken shortcuts without, you know, I know we have a session later on, and I'd be a little bit more open to that. And I admit, I take shortcuts, and I said, wow, you know, I realize it was a mistake.
You know, then if you're gonna be that way, then own up to it.
Okay,
it was a learning experience. Okay. But here's the problem I'm having right now. You can't tell me shit you learned from it.
What did I learn from it? I learned not to do it no more. And
but you did do it again. Don't tell me that you did. You did do it again. You're going to tell me you didn't? We can get busy right now because you did.
Okay. Yes, I have.
So you didn't learn from it, Victor. I mean, for real, you didn't. Seriously, you didn't learn from it. So this is what your mother is screaming at you about. Because you can't do that. You understand? You can do that, but it's not helpful to you. You know, it's like the person sitting there with you giving them directions. You say, okay, well, you're going to go down the street. You're going to take a left. And then when you go down the street, you take a left. And then you're going to take a right. And then you're going to straight. They say, I got it. They come back. And how do I get there again? Okay, you go down the street. You take a left. You take a right. And then you get there. I got it. And you say to the person again, wait a minute. Write this down. I want you to take a look at it. No, I got it. I'm going to go to the street, I'm going to take a left, and I'm going to take a right. 10 minutes later, they back. Now, where do I go again? You looking at the person like, are you for real? Seriously?
Okay.
You keep saying, okay. I told y'all about that word, okay. Okay.
I will not say that no more tonight. I will discipline myself. I won't say that no more
Well,
tonight.
I'm telling you, you can say it as much as you want to do, but all that's telling me is where the locks is on your brain and your heart. That hold word okay is designed to neutralize. It's a neutralizer. It's to detach. That's a word to detach from when a person says that. Okay. Okay, what? You understand? So that's just you pulling yourself back.
Well, I don't want to pull myself back. I want to solve it. I want to acknowledge it. I want the relationship to improve. I want to reinvent myself. I want to do these things. That is what I want to do.
And you have to decide to do it so you don't have a choice.
Decide and move. Okay.
Decide.
Well, oops.
You have to decide. Yes, the damn it.
Okay,
decide,
okay.
Make an action, and make some movement. Damn it. You got to decide. Because if you choose it, or you give yourself a choice, your default button is always going to go back to what you don't know. But here's the thing. You don't have a lot of respect for women, period. That's the truth. Now, how is that jacking you up? You got to live with your damn mother. So this is jacking you up. You know how the saying say, you want to hear it? Here it goes.
Yeah, come on. Come on with it.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that you feel that you got to stay in the house with your mother, it makes you hate them in that much more.
What?
Yes. Yes. Because somehow you take that as a blow to your manhood. So then Victor gets to become victim. And so you sit somewhere and you beat yourself for hours. And then you go do something crazy. And your mother throws it up in your face. And here comes the damn circle again.
So as several of my friends and my own inner self say, I need to just separate. And okay. I said that word again. Okay.
It's okay. Mm-hmm. You can keep saying it. It's fine. I just wanted to acknowledge to you for what that is. So what I'm telling you is to use something. The reason you can't tap into wisdom is that's feminine energy. And if you have no respect for feminine powers, then you can't tap into feminine energy. So get the story straight. Your mother isn't holding you back. You aren't 5 years old. You're a grown-ass man. And you are free to decide what you want to do. So decide that you are going to listen to some wisdom from your mother, because she does have some wisdom for you. And when you can truly open your heart from that place of love and not from that place of this is what I'm left with, then you can begin to make some changes. This is when love will truly begin for you. This is when you will get that cloud to be lifted over your head. This is when you don't have to run from things past, and you can begin to move yourself to the present and move forward in the future. But it's going to start with this relationship with the womb that you came through, which was your mother. Make it right before it's too late. And then you're going to be somewhere trying to ask me how to connect with her on a spiritual level, but to get to say the things that you never said in person for real.
I picked the card 17, the stone people. During my rituals, I just picked one card for what really my lesson for the week. And I needed to hear this.
You do. You do. And go ahead.
Okay, I will accomplish this. The next time I talk to you or you hear my voice, I will make an improvement in this area.
Okay, I know you will. I know you will.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thank you.
Peace and love to you. Thank you so much.
All right, Victor. Hugs and kisses, Victor.
Okay.
Peace. Make sure you let me know. Peace and
I will.
Love.